following is a presentation of the New Skin, BYU Sports Network. BYU Cougars basketball is on the air.
Jumping outside three and knock it down! Yegor for three!
This is Cougar Pregame Live, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union. Mountain America, guiding members forward for more than 80 years. To get you ready for BYU and NC State, here's your host, Ben Bagley.
And good afternoon, BYU basketball fans, and welcome into Cougar Pregame Live, presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. Today, your BYU Cougars look to make Black Friday blue as they face the Wolfpack of NC State. This will be the second year in a row the Cougars and the Wolfpack meet in a preseason multi-team event. Last year at the Vegas Showdown, BYU got a heated 95-86 win over NC State. That's an NC State team that ended up going to the Final Four. In that win last season, Dallin Hall and Trevin Nell both had 13 points for the Cougs. As they look to do the same today, which would be leading the Cougars to a repeat performance of the win last season. The Cougars are coming off a disappointing 96-85 overtime loss yesterday to the 23rd-ranked Ole Miss Rebels. The Cougars saw a 10-point lead evaporate late as the Rebels, led by Jalen Murray's 28 points, blew past BYU in overtime. The Cougars were led by Kenyon, catching 17 points off of 5-for-10 from three-point range, a hot shooting from beyond the arc for catchings. Richie Saunders, Yegor Demon, and Fusini Traore all had 16 points in the loss. NC State fell yesterday by 10, 71-61 to 13th-ranked Purdue. Jaden Taylor for the Wolfpack led the team with 15 points. Brandon Huntley Hatfield chipped in 13 in the loss. For NC State's part, they'd love to see today's game kept to be a low-scoring affair. That's the style of basketball they play. The Pack are averaging giving up 64.8 points per game this season. The Wolfpack, like the Cougars, come into today's matchup 5-1. After last night's BYU loss, our own Greg Rebel sat down with Cougar Director of Recruiting Justin Young for today's pregame conversation.
It's a long and winding road, that's for sure. I guess I can start at the beginning. I got started covering the NBA draft, and then this was around right when LeBron was coming out of high school. And so there was a company that was starting up called Rivals, and they needed somebody that was going to be based in Atlanta that could cover players that were NBA draft worthy. And there just happened to be a kid named Dwight Howard and Josh Smith and another kid named Randolph Childress. At the time, those were like some of the premier guys coming out of high school that would be preps to pros. So it was kind of serendipitous, and I got on really early there. It was our first basketball hire. Then I ran Rivals basketball for like the next decade, which was really cool because it was kind of like this evolution of how we did recruiting, and it kind of moved from the old school of these paper reports that coaches would get like once a month, and now it was online and we're covering stuff in real time. So it was kind of a fun time. And this is, of course, when .com media was starting to really come into play. So a lot of it was with that. And then we sold to Yahoo and then got out of it for a little bit, covered football for a little bit, and then started my own company. Saw like there was a really interesting business model, like running big travel team events for college coaches. And
now we're talking about Hoop Scene, right?
Hoop Scene, correct. Yeah. So that's kind of how that. There's a lot to pack in a small amount of time, so I was trying to give you the short version. But then we ran Hoop Scene for 13 years, where we saw guys like Zion Williamson and Ja Morant and Jaylen Brown and, you know, count Anthony Edwards and countless guys that came through our stuff. We were primarily in the Southeast, so, you know, most of the teams that were in the East Coast and primarily Georgia, Florida, Bible Belt area, which was kind of our concern, was our concerted effort to focus on those guys. Ran that for a long time, sold it a year ago, and then some guy named Kevin Young took this job at BYU, and now here we are.
What was your background that got you into the biz?
Yeah, I was always in media. I always wanted to be a sports writer. It was kind of what I wanted to do. And so was fortunate enough to get some pretty good opportunities when I was really young, covering some stuff at a big platform. Again, the .com at the time, the turn of this, 2000, it was kind of like this renegade group of media. It wasn't your traditional, Deadline and, mm-hmm. and newspaper stuff, magazine stuff. And so I kind of got on that side when .com was kind of rising up, which a lot of young people did at the time. And so now, like a lot of my colleagues, we all got started in that. That's all that we ever really knew. And so I was fortunate because I was at a startup type of thing that I kind of got a fast pass to bigger positions than I probably would have done if I would have gone like the newspaper route. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I always wanted to be a newspaper man, always.
How did you become a recruiting expert?
I don't know. I don't know if I am still. I think just spending a lot of time in the gym, honestly, it's just, you know, with the 10,000 hour rule, right? Mm-hmm. Just being in the gym constantly, networking, getting to know everybody. I had a great journalism teacher when I was in high school, way back in a long time ago. He was a fascinating guy. He was a photographer for the military and covered the Vietnam War. And he said to me, he said, Justin, I learned I had to know where every soldier was on the battlefield. He's like, take that idea into wherever you go. Wherever you go, whether you're covering Capitol Hill, whether you're covering, you know, sports, do you know every person in the room? And I took that to heart, and I've used that kind of as my career, like, thesis, get to know everybody, and it's all relationship. Whether you're a coach, whether you're a recruiter, whether you're a journalist, whatever it may be, it's all relationship based. And I've appreciated that. So to your question, I think that's probably how, is just getting to know a lot of people. And recruiting is all information. You're just constantly gaining information, giving and getting, and that's really kind of like the key of recruiting.
And that's the heart of journalism too. So
exactly right. It's not that different. And so it's just you're asking a little different questions. Yeah. You're not reporting it. You're trying to keep it close to the vest as much as possible. But that, I think there's a lot of carryover through all the pieces of it for sure.
All right. The process of Kevin getting the job, which evolves into the process of you joining him. Could you take us through that?
Yeah, so it was really wild, right? And so, I mean, obviously we're brothers. So we talk about a lot of things. And he'd called me, and he was really deep with the Nets. And we talked about that. And we've always talked about a lot of his every career step he's had. We've just had real casual talks like brothers do. Mm-hmm. And the BYU thing came about, and he was like, what do you think? Like, you think we can do some stuff here? And we had some really great conversations about that when he was still in the playoffs and or with the Suns and kind of going through that and just trying to, like, kind of, because this is the world that he's never really dealt the college world. So I've been in this space for 20 plus years. Yeah. And so that, a lot of that was good conversation, kind of thinking about the positives, the negatives, things that we're going to have to work at, and kind of serving as that consultant's role, really for the time that it became an idea to the time it happened to now here we are. So I'd say, it was I think, a good ear to kind of lean on throughout the process. And, you know, obviously helped with a lot of staff and, you know, connecting with some guys along the way that he didn't know because he just wasn't familiar with that vertical of basketball. So, and I think that's going to be always kind of be my role here with the staff, just kind of that consultant role.
As the director of recruiting, you're more concerned about what's next as opposed to what's now. But clearly, what you have is linked to what you need.
Yeah, it's pretty fluid, right? And I think every game yields a different idea of maybe what we need. The portal, the transfer portal, changes things so much because you can add something to your team that maybe you didn't have before pretty quickly. Where the old days, you had to really, you know, you had to spend 2 years like recruiting a kid and
you're fostering relationships.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's such a key part. Now it's really transactional in a way where like the portal is like a month long. And so you're kind of in, you're kind of out, you're identifying like what you need. And so I think that's the part. But I mean, you can see with our team now, we love length, we love multi-positional guys, and we really love guys that can shoot. And I don't think that's ever going to change. That's kind of like the, if you ever look at the menu, you kind of know like this, that's what that restaurant's known for, those three things. And I think that'll always kind of be present. And you see that with like the guys that we've already signed in this high school class, long, lanky, high ceiling guys, guys that can guard, guys that can defend. And I don't think that'll ever change. And I think throughout the season, as roster construction is such a like new word that we use for college sports, it's a pretty, it changes every day. Because you never know who's going to come, you never know who's going to go, but you always got to be prepared. And I think that's really where we're trying to, like, hang our hat on, just be prepared for that.
For BYU, Justin Young. Coming up next, we'll head to the Lion Tree Arena at the Rady's Children's Invitational for our courtside conversation with Mark Durant. Cougar Pregame Live continues in a moment on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
Here's Ben Bagley with more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
And welcome back into Cougar Pregame Live, presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. It's time for our courtside conversation, and joining me now, a guy who got up at 3 o'clock this morning, not to shop, But to get an early morning round in at Torrey Pines, Mark Durant. Mark, how'd you shoot?
In my dreams, I shot like three under. But see, this early game, this is too early here. We're an hour, behind you. And so, I love golf, but I'm not getting up that early to play.
Torrey Pines, you got to get up that early just to get in line if you're not a towner. So,
hey. Then you got the fog to deal with here.
Yeah,
it's a problem.
They call that the marine layer. I don't know what the difference between that
I've
and fog is.
I've experienced the marine layer. Yes, I have.
Hey, before we look ahead to today's game, let's rewind a little bit back to the Thanksgiving game yesterday with Ole Miss. Two takeaways I've got, well, three, but two offensive takeaways that I saw yesterday that kind of, I think, was to the detriment of BYU. And tell me if I'm off base or you saw the same thing. Seemed like, number one, the turnovers really killed him and giving up points off of those turnovers. But secondly, and to me, maybe not really concerning, but it's something that can be fixed pretty quick, was it seemed like they were forcing threes instead of letting the threes come to them. They were hunting threes, which, I mean, this offense wants to shoot three-pointers, but in the flow of this offense, they should come a little bit easier than what they got yesterday.
Yeah, turnovers was the headline problem for BYU. And that's what Ole Miss does so well. That's their kind of their game. Super physical, out on the perimeter especially. Always have their hands on you, trying to turn you away from what you want to do offensively. And, BYU just was really the first time they'd experienced that. I thought Yegor and Dallin both almost took a half for them to kind of figure out how to play against that. They did play better in the second half, but, it was a problem. And you had one turnover late. BYU was looking like they may coast up four under 2 minutes with the ball. And Yegor made a left-handed pass cross court and got picked off. And that was kind of the beginning of the end for BYU. So little plays matter, and you have to be very sharp in those types of situations. And BYU just didn't get it done down the end. And so, yeah, turnovers was a problem. And then, obviously, Murray was a real problem. He's able to get in the paint. So they're kind of two areas on defense that I've seen for BYU that's been problematic. One is guarding the three, which I actually thought they did a better job yesterday guarding the three. But that may have been at the expense of being too aggressive to get out there, and then they get blown by on the dribble and guys get in the paint and were able to score. The way Ole Miss scored in the paint was really impressive, because BYU, notwithstanding maybe they forced some shots, especially late from three, they made a lot of threes. They made enough threes.
No.
You'd think BYU, if they make seven or eight more threes than another team, they're going to win that game. But Ole Miss was so good in the paint. Murray was so good. Watching him, Ben, I hearken back to my playing days 30 years ago. And that's hard for me to say that, Ben, by the way. And we played New Mexico. I had a guy named Greg Brown, I think it was his name. He was 5'9", point guard, and couldn't stop him. I mean, he was just so quick, and it wasn't threes. It was he just would kind of maneuver his way in the paint, and then he'd get a quick shot off, and if the big guy went to help, then he'd pass it. And it was so crazy that such a small guy could wreak so much havoc for us. And it was the same way with Murray. He's not much taller than that, but he just has a knack of first getting into the paint and then finding that hole and punishing you. He was terrific. So, yeah, I mean, there was a lot of good things, I think, for BYU, but turnovers, you're right, especially in overtime, trying to force threes was a problem, and then Murray was a problem. I mean, he single-handedly, I think, took down BYU.
Well, I think Jalen Murray yesterday played like a Jalen that currently plays for the New York Knicks, and Jalen Brunson, a guy who just can get to the paint and get his shot as a undersized point guard. And that's something, BYU is going to see that in the Big 12 Conference. They're going to see guys who are elite one-on-one players and create their own shots like that. So maybe this, in a way, a good thing to see this early, but now you've got less than 24 hours to turn around and learn from your lessons. So today, what does the BYU Cougars defensively look to do to shut down those driving lanes for the guards and shut down the paint for points in the paint?
Yeah, it's hard to kind of learn too much because there is such a quick turnaround, but the good news is I think these teams are pretty similar. I mean, North Carolina State is a team that's going to shoot a lot of twos. And so I think BYU needs to, you know, work on their help. I think this team overhelps sometimes. So on the dribble penetration, first of all, your defensive assignment is stop your guy.
Yeah.
If I don't stop my guy on the perimeter, then I'm going to need help. And you don't want to have to get help. So they've got to do better on-ball defense. But then when they do help, they have to have better rotation. So your guy, you're coming to help me. Now I'm responsible for rotating to the next guy, and then we all rotate, and that has to be done well. And I think sometimes, too, BYU can overhelp on the weak side and help too much. I mean, you got to be in a position where if they need you, you can come, but also if they don't, to recover to your shooter. And a big part of the problem is you get in the paint and they kick it out, and then you're chasing shooters. You're chasing the defense. You don't want to be behind defensively. And then when you're moving forward to chase to guard the three, that makes it easier to put the ball on the floor and get by you. And so it all starts with that individual defense got to be better, and then better rotation so you don't get behind defensively, and then you're chasing, and that rarely ends up good.
North Carolina State, this is a team BYU faced last year in an MTE, and it was, if you remember, that game coming down was the end. BYU gets the victory, and they end up winning, I think, by 12 points. But it was a heated game, and it was a tough-fought game. And it was at that point last season, that game, that you looked at this BYU team and goes, oh, BYU might have something here. You look at this team this year. Now, I'm not saying North Carolina State's the North Carolina State of last year, but it's another opportunity for this team to kind of get a win. You talked about it, these three games right here, looking to get at least two. Here's your chance to kind of make that turn today against the Wolfpack.
Yeah, I think this is a critical game, and BYU's got to find a way to get this win. I remember that North Carolina State game. It's crazy to think that team went on to the Final Four, and they had that really talented big center. And BYU, Khalifa had not really played. He was injured. And then in that game, Fusini got injured and was out. So Ali had to play, and he played great.
Dragged his leg around the court and got the win.
Right. Got that win and the big comeback. And so that was exciting. And that was, like you said, I think, for everybody, a wake-up call that this team might be pretty good. And this is another similar opportunity for BYU. I mean, I think people know BYU's good. And Ole Miss, the top 25 team, got a lot of seniors. And BYU had a chance to win, went to overtime. So it's not like BYU's a bad team and, you know, everybody pull your hair out. At least Greg and I pull our hair out. But you need good wins to keep the confidence going. You don't want to get the 2- and 3-game losing streaks and then – you just want good vibes. You want to be moving forward and not having to have, you know, bad situations in your locker room. And you know, the fans don't like it. Nobody likes it. Nobody likes losing, Ben. So this is a big opportunity to get a good win against a team that was in the Final Four last year, but a winnable game for BYU. I think this is a big one.
Well, Mark, look forward to the call from you and Greg. We'll hear more from you guys coming up in about 10 minutes.
All right, my brother. Thanks.
That's Mark Durant live from San Diego as the Cougars get ready to face the Wolfpack. Go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of the 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. After a quick timeout, we'll look at some scores and college hoops from some early games, some college football going on, and yes, even a little NFL about to kick off. It's a busy Black Friday, and you're listening to Cougar Pregame Live on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
With more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live, here's Ben Bagley.
And welcome back to Cougar Pregame Live, presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. We're getting you ready for the BYU Cougars and the NC State Wolfpack in a Black Friday matinee. But first, check out the scoreboard. Last night, the BYU women's basketball get a 63-51 victory over Rice. Delaney Gibb led the Cougars with 20 points in the win. The women's team looking to make it a Cancun sweep tonight as they face the Iowa Hawkeyes at 7 p.m. You can listen to that game here on the new skin BYU Sports Network. In Big 12 hoops, one other game in action already, just tipping off. TCU, Colorado State, 14 minutes left in the first half. The two teams tied at 8 o'clock. Games coming up later today in the Big 12. 24th ranked Arizona takes on West Virginia in a non-conference conference showdown at the Bad Boy Mowers Battle for Atlantis. Northern Colorado faces Texas Tech, and Arizona faces St. Mary's. In college football on Black Friday, two Big 12 games taking place or will take place right now in the third quarter, 14 minutes left. Oklahoma State putting a goose egg on the board as Colorado leads them 28-0. Colorado must win to get into keep their hopes alive in the conference championship. Don't have time to go into all the tiebreakers. We'll take care of that tomorrow on Cougar Pregame Live at Cougar Canyon. One other Big 12 football game coming up later tonight as the University of Utah travels to Central Florida, Orlando, to take on UCF. In the NFL, one game on the slate for today on a Black Friday as my Las Vegas Raiders head to Kansas City. They'll probably lose to the Chiefs, but that game kicks off at 1 o'clock, so we'll have updates on that throughout the game as well. So a busy day in sports on a Black Friday following Thanksgiving. Looking forward to keeping you up to date. And also cheering on the Cougars, watching them play as they take on NC State. That's coming up next. And we're going to send you out to San Diego next for the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show with Greg Rebell. You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Zions Bank, for all your personal and business banking needs, Zions Bank is for you. Let's take you courtside and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Rebell.
And from La Jolla, California, let's pause 10 seconds for stations to identify themselves on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU Radio. 107.9 FM KUMT Randolph and KBYU FM HD2 Provo.
Welcome back courtside inside Lion Tree Arena on the campus of UC San Diego for day two of the Rady Children's Invitational. It's the third place game of this two-day event. We've got the BYU Cougars taking on the NC State Wolfpack rematch of BYU's neutral floor meeting with NC State last year in Las Vegas, a game BYU won 95-86. That was BYU's first ever win over the Wolfpack after four losses. BYU ended up in today's early game after losing a late lead and the game to Ole Miss yesterday. 96-85, the final score in that one in overtime. NC State played a lower scoring game, Wolfpack losing 71-61 to 13th-ranked Purdue. So the title game coming up later today will be ranked versus ranked as the Boilermakers battle the 23rd-ranked Rebels of Ole Miss. All right, my name is Greg Rebell. I've got your play-by-play today, joined, of course, by my broadcast partner, former BYU player Mark Durant. And Mark, felt like BYU kind of gave one away yesterday, but not a lot of time for the Cougs to stew over Thursday's setback. BYU right back at it against another power conference foe.
One thing I found, Greg, in my 53 years of existence is it sucks to lose. It just is really bad, and especially that way, BYU looked like they had a great chance to get a big win against the top 25 team, had it in their sights, just didn't get it done. But the good news is I hated to sit and, like you said, stew in it. I just wanted to play again, because until you can play and win again, your life is miserable as a player and a coach and fan, I guess. And so I just wanted to play. So this is a great opportunity that BYU has to play again quickly, get that taste out of your mouth, and you're playing against a good opponent. So if you can get a win today, kind of not everything's forgotten, but everybody's feeling a lot better than they were last night.
Those are Mark Durant's thoughts. We'll get the pregame thoughts of BYU head coach Kevin Young next. This is the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young as we return to the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show. Here's Greg Rebell.
BYU and NC State tipping into the bottom of the hour. Third place game at the Rady Children's Invitational here in La Jolla, a beautiful suburb of San Diego. Time now for my pregame conversation with BYU head coach Kevin Young, presented by Zions Bank. For 150 years, Zions Bank has been serving the communities where you live, work, and play for financial experience you can count on for the next 150 years. Zions Bank is for you. This afternoon, Coach Young talks about taking on an NC State team that has a really interesting profile. They don't take a lot of threes. They don't make a lot of threes. but they're the second-best team in the country at keeping their opponents from scoring at the arc. And scoring from the arc is what Kevin Young wants his guys to do in his system. So we talked about that challenge when we sat down for a pregame chat a short time ago.
No question. I mean, I think for us defensively, it's a big point of emphasis. Just trying to take away their strength, which is, not three-point shooting at a high volume. So see if we can force them to, play outside on the perimeter a bit more with the shooting. Then offensively, I think we'll be able to generate some threes with our pace. I think with our pick and roll attack, we should be able to generate some threes. I thought we got away from it a little bit, honestly, last night against Ole Miss. And I thought when we settled down and kind of got back to our style, we were able to kind of generate some good looks. So hopefully tonight we can be a bit more consistent with that.
Is it NC State's pressure on the perimeter that keeps teams from maybe settling into a good spot there on the arc?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, they've definitely overmatched some of the teams that they've played to this point. They're similar to Ole Miss, and with that initial wave of pressure, they're not I think their rotations are a little bit looser, so we might be able to exploit that. But, their switching, I think, kind of keeps the ball in front, and that's another thing that negates some of those threes.
Okay. And like Ole Miss, a really experienced roster for NC State.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's – that's a recipe for success, right? In the college ranks, and they've got guys that have done it there. They've got some good transfers as well. And so I think that's probably going to be an every night thing. I don't really put much stock into it other than the fact that whether they're old, young, whatever, they're good basketball players, and we got to go out and, step our game up.
Same starting group for you as yesterday?
Yeah, same starting group. Still trying to find a rhythm with Dallin and Yegor, and then Cable getting inserted back in there. So, we need a lot of reps with that five.
How do you think Cable looked in his first game back off the ankle?
I thought he moved well. I thought he moved well. He went upstairs and got some rebounds. We didn't do a good enough job of putting him in enough pick and roll, probably, where he's really good as a vertical threat. So, I'm hoping tonight we can get that going for him a little bit, and like to see him just try to be aggressive early, maybe get some putbacks and things like that.
Would be good to get the split here, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. It'd be huge. I told the guys this morning, obviously wish we would have won yesterday, but the best news of all is we got a game at 12:30. You don't have to stew on it. I was up all night just watching the film, looking at my notes, thinking of things that I could do better. And so what I shared with the guys was, this is a great opportunity. It's a great opportunity to go play against another really good team, great opportunity to kind of get that pit in our stomach out, and then, just do things better that we didn't do a good job of last night. So it's a blessing that we're playing an early one, and hopefully we go out and get it done.
That is the hope. Coach, great preview. Thank you for that. Well, good luck in this one. We'll talk to you post-game.
All right, thanks, Greg.
All right, that is BYU head coach Kevin Young. Time now for today's Keys to the Game, brought to you by your local Ford stores. BYU basketball, built Ford proud. Mark Durant, what do you have for keys today?
I need better production offensively from the point guard position, whether it's Yegor or Dallin. I like at least double figures from each of those guys. They're too important. They have to play well. The second thing is I think North Carolina State struggled keeping Purdue off the boards, offensive boards. So I think BYU needs to win that battle, plus three or four in the offensive board category. That'll be good news for BYU if they can do that.
Excellent. As we go to break, we remind you to go to BigOTires.com. Make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show coming up next, live from the Rady Children's Invitational at Lion Tree Arena here in La Jolla on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by Hyundai. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. The Cougar Tip-Off Show is also brought to you by the BYU Creamery, the classic BYU tradition. Have a scoop today. Also brought to you by Siegfried and Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Let's head live to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Good afternoon once again, Cougar Nation, on this Thanksgiving weekend. We welcome you back courtside at Lion Tree Arena on the UC San Diego campus for the third place game of the Rady Children's Invitational. This matchup set up by Thursday's tourney openers, BYU losing in overtime to number 23 Ole Miss, NC State losing a decision to number 13 Purdue. Losers get the early game today, and the winners play in the tourney title game later today. This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show brought to you by Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. Greg Rubel and Mark Durant with you for play-by-play and commentary. Studio host is Ben Bagley. Coordinating producer Terry South. Control board operators Seth Larson, Kaylee Radford, and Maya Tippett. Our BYU radio engineer is Barry Squires. Mark, Ole Miss, a team that thrives on winning the turnover margin, and that the Rebels did yesterday. BYU turned it over 8 more times than Ole Miss, 17-9 the margin, and the Rebels outscored the Cougs in points off of turnovers 23-13. It was a learning experience for guys like Yegor Deming. He had 5 of BYU's 17 giveaways, and even though he's only an 18-year-old freshman, he's going to be a focal point of opponents' game plans.
Greg, talking about 10,000 hours in expertise, I think you watched about at least 10,000 hours of college basketball. So you're an expert.
We have together.
On college basketball. If you're a coach, you're playing BYU, what is your focus of what's the first thing you want to stop for BYU?
They say the head of the snake, and that would be your ball handler, and that's the fab freshman.
Fab freshman, he's a lottery pick guy. Yeah, that's who you can stop. I've got a lot of other guys to be concerned about, obviously, but you want to stop him. And maybe if you stop him, that is going to take the head off the snake. And he's so the game plan was to be super physical with him, double him, don't let him get downhill, and Ole Miss did a great job of that. Now, Yegor's got to be better. He's got unique challenges as such a big point guard. He's dribbling it higher. You got little guards coming at you, and so he's going to have to find a way to take that pressure and then punish teams that try to do that to him, because people will see that film, Ole Miss, and say, that's the blueprint for stopping him. So he's got to be better taking that pressure, making smart decisions, and punishing teams. And he played better in the second half, but he did make some critical errors.
Coming up next, we'll learn about NC State in a brief chat with the Wolfpack's radio voice, Matt Chazanow. As we go to break, we remind you that BYU basketball is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show continues after this, live from La Jolla on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's head back courtside and rejoin Greg Rubel.
This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. See your Utah Hyundai dealers, proud partner of BYU Athletics. This afternoon, 5-1 BYU taking on 5-1 NC State in the third-place game at the Rady Children's Invitational here at UC San Diego in La Jolla. This two-day tournament sponsored by and benefiting Rady Children's Hospital. The Wolfpack and Cougars meeting on a neutral floor for the second consecutive season. BYU beat NC State 95-86 last year in Las Vegas to win the title at the Vegas Showdown. And both teams have a handful of players back from that game. To learn more about this year's NC State team, I had a short chat with my Wolfpack counterpart, radio voice Matt Chazanow, a few minutes ago.
Pressure the ball. So if they want to, if you try to start your offense up just over half court, that first wing pass, all the ball all, right over half court and then to the three-point line, they want to get you guys out of your stuff. They've been really good at it. And they actually are pretty good at it against Purdue. Now, they didn't turn them over a ton, but they did. They do guard the three really well. They came in number one in the ACC in three-point percentage D.
Will the three-point shot be a bigger part of the NC State game plan than it is right now?
In terms of making them offensively? Yeah. I think they'd like it to be. I think that's the issue with the team this year, right? I mean, now, should be noted, one of their best portal gets, Mike James, who was Louisville's one of their top scorers last year, he's hurt, and he's going to be out this game. He's going to be out a few weeks. He's got a knee that he got scoped. That's all public. So that's going to take some time to reintegrate him. He may start once he comes back, and you get really big and long if you do at the two spot. And so I think he could be a shooter for him. Jaden Taylor's had a slow shooting start also. That won't continue. He's a better percentage shooter than he's shown. He's gotten to the line really well, and he's scored a lot on the interior. But he only took 1-3 against Purdue. And credit to Purdue. They guard the three really well also. But I think they you don't want to be last in the ACC at three-point percentage. And I think that is what it is now, or at least flirting with it, pending whatever happened yesterday in the league. So it should be better than that.
There's one thing last year's NC State team showed. What happens early doesn't necessarily mean what's going to be happening late.
Well, that's a huge part of the story here. So that really, you touched on it, and I'll talk about that in pregame on my broadcast. This is a work in progress. Like, Coach Keats left the Purdue game going, huh, okay. You know, that's where we are right now, right? Purdue's cake's kind of baked. Their backcourt's 81 consecutive starts. Kroffman Wren's in his third year. They have no portal guys. It's just a different way to do it. So you're going to be more cohesive in the non-con. Now, that's great in non-conference play and, you know, early Big Ten play. I mean, Purdue's phenomenal. They're one of the best teams in the country, and they have a crisp operation, and they have their act together. NC State, we knew coming into this year, a lot of new guys, Huntley, Hatfield, you lose Burns, you lose Horn, right? You remember from last year, very different team. So it's just going to take a while. This is going to be 4 to 6 more weeks. You hope it's earlier than ACC tournament play, but it might be till February before they figure out what's what.
All right, good stuff, Matt. Thank you. Appreciate this. Busy week. I'm assuming you're getting back for football.
Yes, that's, I hope so. Yeah. Pending any check engine lights, if you will. No, we should be good. Fly back and then big rivalry game against the Tar Heels.
Well, good luck with that. Appreciate the preview.
Thanks, Greg. Good to talk to you, buddy. Good to see you.
You heard from NC State radio voice Matt Chazanow and our national anthem. BYU fans make a fast break to the new Doug Smith Kia in Linden for a huge selection of new and used cars like the all-electric EV6 or the 8-passenger Telluride. Doug Smith next to Home Depot in Linden. More of the Cougar Tip-Off Show coming up live from Lion Tree Arena in La Jolla, California on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's rejoin Greg Wrubell.
All right, Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant with you from Lion Tree Arena at UC San Diego, ahead of the first game of the day at the Rady Children's Invitational Championship Day, BYU-NC State in the third-place game. It'll be Ole Miss and Purdue later for the title. Talked about it with head coach Kevin Young. So much of BYU's success predicated on shooting well from deep, whereas NC State has one of the lowest three-point take rates and make rates in the country. None of the Wolfpack's opponents have shot well from the arc. No team has topped 31%. No team has made more than 7 threes in a game. BYU averages almost 12 threes per game on 35% shooting. Final word before tip-off is coming up next here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show rolls on. Here's Greg Wrubell.
All right, the BYU and NC State tip just moments away. Kaba Kata will get another start for BYU. Coming off the bench, Fuseni Traore has been one of the most consistent Cougars they've had through 6 games. And Mark, just need a few more guys to be as consistent maybe in their production as Fuse has been.
Yeah, obviously, guys have been really good at times, but you need that consistently over the game. Cannon gets 4 threes early. And he's good late, but 20 minutes of the game, he's kind of invisible. Yegor is invisible in the first half, plays great in the second half. What I'm looking for is just a consistency of effort and production over the course of the entire game, and Foose is a great example of doing that.
All right, tip-off of BYU and NC State is next. This has been the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar fans, it's time to play BYU basketball.
The screen lobs it up and the throwdown for Cannon catching.
Play-by-play coverage of BYU basketball is brought to you by All Pro Capital Real Estate Investments, by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garth, we hear you. And by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. This is BYU Basketball.
Yegor right to the rim and throws it down with a right hand. Yegor Demi.
On the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, time to meet today's starting lineups. Brought to you by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. We'll start with the visiting team technically today, the NC State Wolfpack, 5-1 on the year, 0-1 on a neutral floor. That was yesterday in losing to Purdue. Kevin Keats, head coach of the Wolfpack, eighth season with NC State, 11th overall. His record 144-95 with the Wolfpack, 215-123 for his career. Starting at the point, number 12, Michael O'Connell, the 6'2", 195-pound senior from Mineola, New York, and his transfer from Stanford. Trey Parker, number 5, will play at the 2. He may get some time at the point as well. He's 6'1", 165, a freshman from Fayetteville, North Carolina, and he was a teammate of Cannon Catchings with Overtime Elite last year. At the 3, number 8, Jaden Taylor, 6'4", 195-pound senior from Indianapolis, Indiana. A Butler transfer, scored 17 in the loss to BYU in Vegas last year. At the 4, number 3, Dontrez Stiles, 6'6", 212, senior from Kinston, North Carolina, and a transfer from Georgetown. And the starting center for the Wolfpack, number 1, Brandon Huntley Hatfield, 6'10", 240, senior from Clarksville, Tennessee, and a transfer from Louisville. Those are the NC State Wolfpack. They'll be in red jerseys and shorts, white and black accent colors, BYU in the whites with Royal, introduced to you now by Mark Durant.
That's point guard for the Cougars, number 30, Dallin Hall, 6'4", 197, junior out of Plain City, Utah. Your other point guard is number 3, Yegor Damon, 6'9", 190, the freshman out of Moscow, Russia. 3 is number 15, Richie Saunders, 6'5", 196, junior out of Riverton, Utah. 4 man is number 6, Cannon Catching, 6'9", 212, the freshman from Brownsburg, Indiana. And at the 5 spot, the big fellow, the man in the middle, number 45.
No, we're actually going with Kaba. Yep.
That's right. Number 13, Kaba Kata. And he's 6'9", 229, the junior from Bamako, Mali. That's your starting 5 for the 5-1 Cougars, 0-1 here on a neutral court, looking for that split, Greg. And coached by Kevin Young in season 1.
So Kevin versus Kevin today, head coach battle. Both teams coming in at 5-1. Up next for BYU after a brief pit stop back home, it'll be Providence in Providence, Rhode Island on Tuesday night. And Providence just finished playing in the event we called a couple of years ago, the Paradise Island Battle for Atlantis in the Bahamas. Providence went into that event 5-0 and left it 5-3.
Well, that's a great field, and BYU had to come from way behind to get one win out of their 3 2 years ago. And so that's no indication that it's going to be a cakewalk for BYU and have to travel cross country to play Providence.
All right, we'll see what record the Cougs come out of today with. The team introductions are just being completed. The officials for today's game will be Brooks Wells, Kip Kissinger, and Tyler Kumpf. Coming up, it'll be the tip-off that's brought to you by the BYU Salt Lake Center. Earn credits toward your bachelor's degree right in the heart of Salt Lake City. Learn more at slc.byu.edu. BYU and NC State, 6th meeting all time. NC State's won 4 of the 5. They won the first 4 before BYU got one in Las Vegas. And the Cougs had to come back from down halftime to do it last year in Las Vegas. That was one of the early put BYU on the radar type of wins for the Cougs last year.
It seemed unlikely because Ali Khalifa hadn't been playing. Foose was injured early in that game. They didn't have a tiki, and Ali came off and played great against the North Carolina State's really good center that year. And so that was an impressive win and really kind of sparked that team. BYU's looking for that similar spark here this afternoon.
All right, here we go at Lion Tree Arena. Not as full house as yesterday, but this event is sold out, so every seat's been accounted for. But more BYU than NC State fans in the stands, certainly. We're not quite into game lighting. They still got the pregame club lighting going. We've got to get some more lights shining here.
Everybody's lined up, but they're doing a little presentation at half court, so it's going to be a second. You know, as I watch North Carolina State play, they are a good defensive team on the 3. They're going to give as much pressure, I think, as Ole Miss, but you always got to be patient. Don't rush your threes. You're going to get 3 looks. You're going to make them. I think they'll do fine, although NC State's very good at it. I think BYU's going to get looks. Just don't force the shots.
All right, here we go. The ball is ready for play. We're about to get underway. Ball is up, and BYU slaps back. It'll be Dallin Hall bringing it up against Trey Parker. Parker, by the way, getting his first start as a Wolfpack. Deming, now guarded by O'Connell, has it on the wing left side. Yegor, cross court to Dallin Hall for an open three, knocks it down. Well done, Yegor Deming to Dallin Hall. And Dallin Hall knocks down the triple. That's a Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. Dallin for three, Cougs up 3-0.
Great vision, right-handed cross-court pass, an open shooter.
O'Connell to answer and knocks it down for three. Michael O'Connell, a 36% three-point shooter, ties the game at three. And the NC State came into today shooting only 27% from the arc. Cannon catching, front court right side. BYU right to left as we see it and you hear it. NC State coming left to right. Here at half number one, O'Connell gets run into a screen. Behind the back pass from Demin to Richie. Richie cut off at the free throw line. Lobs it low to Kava. Kava right to the rim and a flip off the window. Kava did not attempt a shot yesterday against Ole Miss. He shoots and scores early in this one, 5-3 Cougs.
Yeah, I noticed BYU wasn't really looking to hit him with what they did just there. I think Kava's super capable of making that type of play. Richie found it.
He's capable. 90 seconds in, O'Connell, free throw line jumper, and he knocks down points 4 and 5, so we're tied up at 5.
I don't know what's going on because McConnell's had two wide open jumpers. Too good a shooter to leave that open early in a possession.
Hope he doesn't have the game Jalen Murray had yesterday. Richie Saunders cut off at the right junction out to Dallin Hall. Dallin in from 18, won't take it. Richie will from the arc and score that. Back-to-back threes for BYU, 2 for 2 from deep. Richie knocks it down, another Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer, and BYU on top 8-5, but we're going back and forth. No one's gotten a stop yet. Both teams are combining to go 5 for 5 to open. Styles for three, and that's in and out. The rebound slapped to Saunders. BYU from back to front. Yegor will take it left side. Now Veer to the right, guarded by O'Connell. He's got a switch on him. And Kava on the slip, throws it up, missed it off the front of the rim, but he'll get to the free throw line. I think Kip Kissinger is going to call a foul and put Kava at the stripe. Trey Parker picks it up. That's his first and the first against the Wolfpack. No shots.
Yeah, Kava tried to shoot it, but the foul was on the catch. I think that's the right call.
So it'll be out of bounds, baseline out of bounds, the blob play to the right of the BYU bucket. Yegor lobs into Ketchings, perimeter right. Ketchings guarded by Dontrez Styles, drives him down the base, backs it up and shoots over him and missed off the back rim, a long three. And Saunders and Kaba combined for the rebound. Open for the three is Hall, dribbles to his right and knocks it down. Dallin Hall with a couple of threes. And BYU takes an early 6-point lead at 11-5, and BYU's 3 for 3 from deep.
That's what I'm talking about for Dallin. He had to beg him to take a shot yesterday, and now he's already hit 2 threes.
Huntley Hatfield, right wing, Parker. Parker jumper, missed it wide left. Kaba's got the rebound. Yeah, Dallin Hall yesterday, 0 for 2 from deep, 2 for 2 to start in this one, and a blocking foul is called as Saunders drove it base left, and Saunders a little banged up, slow to get up. He is now hobbling off. You see his right ankle is taped, and he's walking off the right ankle again in this one. So he just re-injured his ankle, and it's going to stay on the floor, but he's not feeling great at the moment. That's 2 fouls on NC State, by the way, non-shooting both of them. The lob out from Demin to Kava. Kava left wing, Richie pulls, fire, scores! The shooting arm's feeling okay.
Yeah, you only need arms to shoot. You don't need legs.
14-5. The Cougs have a 9-point lead here in the first 3 minutes of this game, and the Cougs are now 4 for 4 from deep. Another Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer for BYU. Cougs lights out from the perimeter. Great start. Parker, left wing. Taylor, Jaden Taylor. Baseline drive left side. Waits, draws a foul. He'll get free throws. Cougs on a strong run of 9-0 over a minute and change to take a 9-point lead, but BYU fouls on the other end, giving the Wolfpack a chance for points with the clock stop. And going to the line will be Jaden Taylor. Taylor, 17 points, 6 rebounds in 34 minutes and change last year against BYU in Vegas. The Butler transfer spent 2 years with the Bulldogs. Had a nice day yesterday. 15 points against Purdue. Jaden Taylor looking for his first points of this game. Will not get it from the free throw line as he misses the first of 2 tries. He'll get a second. With 16:36 to play in half number one. BYU 14, and NC State 5. BYU basketball brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedandJensen.com. Taylor knocks down one of two and makes the score 14-6. Hooks up eight, largely yesterday was 10. Saunders harassed in front court left side. Yegor open up top. Back to Richie on the arc left. Richie will drive it to the left block. Squeeze it up. Nope. There's too much contact down, or too much traffic down low, and the shot rebounded by NC State.
Great
a beautiful
pass.
No look from Hill. Low to Stiles. Stiles then blocked at the rim. As Marcus Hill is checked in, and BYU turns it over on the front court. 14-6. BYU leads it by eight. Taylor will pass out of it to O'Connell, left corner, and the three-pointer rims out, rebounded by Yegor Demi.
Well, they say no turnovers on our score sheet.
Not
I don't
yet.
Know. That's
not yet. That should change. They're just slow to catch up on the stat monitor, I think. Saunders, left wing. BYU's got to take a little better care with the ball they did yesterday. 17 miscues. Yegor dribbles into a three top of the key, and that's heavy. So the first miss from deep. BYU now 4 for 5 from three. Cougs are looking to get to this first media timeout and settle things down a little bit. 14-6. Driving low is Taylor. Stripped, kicks it out to Hill, and Saunders will get a hand on it, knock it out of bounds. Here comes that timeout. 15:27 to go till halftime. BYU 14, NC State 6. The Cougs off to a 63% shooting start. The Wolfpack down at 33%. We'll take a break. More Cougar basketball coming your way from La Jolla next here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar basketball brought to you by Sierra West Jewelers, the largest dealer in Utah. Lowest prices, three stores located across from the malls in Orem, Sandy, and Murray. Sierra West Jewelers, we price match. 15:27 to go until halftime. BYU out to a 14-6 lead over the NC State Wolfpack. BYU 5-for-8 from the field, NC State 2-for-6. And the Wolfpack have gone the last 3-0-9 without a field goal, 0-for-4 from the floor. BYU getting a 6 apiece from Richie Saunders and Dallin Hall. Both are 2-for-2 from 3. Kaba Kata has added 2, getting BYU to 14 early.
BYU came out, had great ball movement, and got 4 open threes and knocked them all down. And then they had 2 possessions where they tried to create a 3 off the dribble, 1-on-1. They were forced, and they were way off. And so I think you can get the 3 against North Carolina State, notwithstanding how good they are defending it. You don't need to force it. Just you can always get that if you need it. But try and get a better shot. And I think when BYU does that, they're hard to beat.
And not coincidentally, the Cougs have 5 assists on their 5 field goal makes.
Yeah, I mean, everything looks really good. The only complaint is don't force things. Everything's going for you. Don't kind of mess that up. Just play, and you're getting the shots that you want.
All right, as we come back in, Dontrez Stiles will trigger right in front of our broadcast location here courtside here at Lion Tree Arena in La Jolla. NC State in the road reds, BYU in the home whites with Royal. Cougars back on the floor with Dallin Hall, Yegor Demin, Richie Saunders, Cannon Ketchings, and Kaba Kata. The same starting five for BYU coming out of the first media timeout. And Coach Young said in our pregame that he wants to get this particular group, this five, as many reps as possible.
I think it's a good group, and I liked how they involved Kata. He's got a great block, got a bucket, got some rebounds. You know, he can be a real force, so you got to utilize him.
The Cougs have the game's only turnover. NC State did not score off that BYU turnover yesterday. Ole Miss scored 23 points off of BYU turnovers. Michael O'Connell dribbles out front, right wing to Marcus Hill Jr. Hill on the arc, guarded by Ketchings. Hill looks inside. Kata is guarding well. Huntley Hatfield. The shot clock's down to 4 and 3. And jumping a 3 is Taylor. Missed it. Short. Rebound, Dallin Hall. So NC State 1-for-4 from deep. 2-for-7 overall. BYU an 8-point lead and the ball. 14-6. Hall right wing Richie. Richie whips it low to Kaba. Kaba's held. He went right up with it and scored it. But I think they're going to call the hold on Kaba before he received the pass. That'll be the third team foul against NC State. All of them non-shooting. One foul for BYU. Substitutes coming in for Coach Kevin Keats, Dennis Parker Jr., and Ben Middlebrooks, both who played in the game against BYU last year in Vegas. Parker had 6 against BYU. Middlebrooks had 2. And the Cougs will sub as well. Foos, the fans say, as Fuseni Traore checks in along with Trevin Nell. Dallin Hall and Kaba Kata exit for Coach Kevin Young. 14-6, BYU on top. We're 5 minutes and 2 seconds in here in La Jolla. Yegor, baseline right. Sends out to Nell. Nell, a short pass to Foose outside the right elbow. Foose wants to get it to Saunders. Does hand it to Ritchie. Float game. Back rim. Offensive rebound. Foose lost it. Trying to go back up with it off the miss by Saunders, and it was knocked out of his hands. NC State the other way. Our score stays at 14-6. O'Connell, angle left, 25 feet away. Now straight away. Now to the free throw line. Pass to Taylor's kicked, and it'll stay in NC State possession. BYU's gone scoreless now in 2.5 minutes after scoring 14 early points.
Not a bad shot for Ritchie, but he had a better one. He could have dumped that off to Foose, wide open on the roll.
Foose nearly scored on the stick back. It was knocked out of his hands. Beneath the bucket, a send out to Marcus Hill, and he misses the three, slapped off the window. I guess we're seeing why NC State's shooting 27% from the three-point line. They're 1-for-5 early, and they've had some pretty rough misses. Yegor with a wide-open pass, and he throws it down with the left hand. Yegor Deming cleared for takeoff.
That's my favorite, Yegor. I'll never get tired of that left-handed sweeping dunk.
That's a Hyundai power play of the game, giving the Cougars a 10-point lead, 16-6, and a block that Deming is involved in. BYU down floor, Richie Saunders right side to Yegor topside. 16-6, Cougs. Post feed goes to Foose, mid-alley right. Foose on a back down. Foose to the front of the rim, knocked out of his hands, gets it back, knocked out of his hands again, turnover. And here comes NC State the other way, a 3-on-2. A deflected ball, another turnover,
Bell.
This time by the Wolfpack. Richie down floor, Yegor. Yegor, a euro, takes a hit, and offensive foul is called. Another turnover for BYU. That's three of them early. Back to the Hyundai power play of the game, the dunk by Yegor. It's brought to you by the full lineup of Hyundai all-wheel drive SUVs. See your Utah Hyundai dealers in the early turnover trouble rearing its ugly head again for BYU. The Cougs have a 16-6 lead, but the lead should be larger at this point.
That was a mistake from Yegor. He had a 2-on-1. He tried to do a euro around O'Connell and just didn't quite get enough to his side. And I think that's the right call, but you had an easy 2-on-1 there.
So Cannon Catchings will check out. Mihailo Boskovic in. I thought Mihailo played a really nice game yesterday.
I am growing to like Mihailo a lot more as I watch him. He plays with fire. He might make a few mistakes, but he plays so hard and aggressive. I love it.
Wolfpack ball in forecourt. Breon Pass, who's entered the game. And Breon passes. Top of the key, three-pointer, rims around and off, missed by Dennis Parker Jr. Offensive rebound for NC State. Parker, right corner, O'Connell. NC State shooting 2-for-10 to open. They're down 10. Middlebrooks on a post-up. Low right block, a dig down by Nell. A foul on Middlebrooks as he goes up. First shooting foul of the game. That'll be foul number 2 on BYU. Middlebrooks will shoot 2. He's 76% at the free throw line. Out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, the 6'10", 240-pound senior Ben Middlebrooks, a Clemson transfer, 2 years at Clemson before coming to NC State. So a transfer within the ACC. Middlebrooks will shoot 2 to cut into BYU's 10-point lead and makes the free throw to make it 9. It's now 16-7. But NC State has been hanging around at a time when BYU was starting to push it a little bit. Just a couple of key turnovers, and the turnovers are 3-1 right now. BYU with 3 giveaways. Middlebrooks goes 2-for-2. Back to an 8-point game, 16-8. NC State now pressuring in the BYU backcourt. Dawson Baker's checked in. Baker with Hall, Nell, Boskovic, and Traore. Dawson steps back to the 3-point line right side. Getting right into him is Breon Pass. The pass goes to Hall, and Dallin Hall on the arc right side. Jumps it left corner to Trevin Nell for 3, and that's missed. Foose, what a great offensive rebound. Tremendous reach by Foose. A driving kick by Hall. Another 3 by Trevin. That one's good. Trevin Nell gives the Cougs their large lead of the day at 11 at 19-8. And what do we have? A whistle away from play, but after the back bucket, which is good. So no fouls here, but there was some talking between a couple of players that the refs had to separate.
Boskovic and Hill got tangled, went to the floor during the play. They didn't whistle it, stopped. So Trevin got that shot off.
BYU's large lead yesterday was 10. They're up 11 early in this one, 19-8, and already 5 threes for BYU, 5 for 7 from deep, 5 Mountain America three-pointers. O'Connell can hit the 3, but dribbles in from 2, rims it out. The slap-out rebound again to NC State results in a Breon Pass 3, and he knocks it down.
Yeah, Middlebrook is a big, solid guy. He's pushing Foose underneath the hoop, and so it's he's got to have help rebounding.
12:05 to go till halftime. Lead cut to 8, 19-11. Three-pointer off an offensive rebound. Nell passes out of a three once he got in the air to Boskovic just inside the perimeter left side. Boskovic on a back on another offensive foul. Turnover number 4, timeout on the floor. 11:54 to go till halftime. NC State has the ball looking to make it a 6 or a 5-point game next. BYU up 8 for the moment, 19-11. And early turnovers hurting the Cougs and their strong play to get out to a big lead, just giving a few too many possessions away. That's 4 giveaways for BYU to 1 for NC State. The lead 8 as we take a break. 19-11 Cougs, just under 12 to go before the break on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here is Ben Bagley with a scoreboard update.
Taking a look at the one final in Big 12 football today on Black Friday. Colorado spanks Oklahoma State 52-0. Travis Hunter, 10 receptions for 116 yards and 3 TDs, as well as an INT in the game, solidifying his Heisman candidacy. The win from Colorado knocks TCU, Texas Tech, and West Virginia out of tiebreaker contention for the Big 12 championship. Only leaves Arizona State, Baylor, BYU, Colorado, Iowa State, and Kansas State still fighting for a spot in the Big 12 football championship. In the NFL, the Raiders and Chiefs, second quarter, 3-3. Back to Greg and Mark in San Diego.
Thank you, Ben. BYU Basketball brought to you by All Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All Pro Capital, celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. BYU creating good looks. The Cougs on 7 for 12 shooting, have 6 assists on 7 makes. BYU leading NC State by a score of 19-11, but already 4 turnovers for a BYU team that turned it over 17 times yesterday. Fortunately, those 4 turnovers have turned into only 2 NC State points at the moment, but we'll see what comes on this possession. BYU's given away 4 possessions on turnovers, Mark, and 2 of them have come on offensive fouls by freshmen Yegor Deming and Mihailo Boskovic.
And the guy that took both of those was McConnell. You got to remember, these are senior guards. They're smart. They know what they're doing. And if McConnell has a mismatch on a big guy, he's going to take it in the chest and flop if you give him a chance. So got to be smart with these smart NC State guards.
And O'Connell, the aforementioned, transfer from Stanford, will help to work it up the floor with Breon Pass. Pass gets it back to O'Connell, who calls the play and now veers to the right, 25 feet away. Straight away to Marcus Hill. Hill finds Parker at the free throw line. Dennis Parker Jr. There's two Parkers, Trey Parker and Dennis Parker Jr. O'Connell at the elbow. There's an offensive foul the other way. Is it Middlebrooks clearing space down low? I think it is. Is that how you saw it, Mark?
Yeah, I think Middlebrook was moving on the screen.
So Middlebrooks picks up his first, and the Wolfpack have their 4th. Team fouls are now even 4 apiece.
Yeah, I think that foul was coming because of the 2 offensive fouls the other way that they called. Want to even it up.
So we've seen 8 combined fouls, and it's 1 foul to 8 players. Dallin Hall near the timeline. BYU into 4 court. 11:20 to go till halftime. The Cougs up 8, looking to restore a double-digit lead. BYU's led by as many as of 11. Dallin Hall dropped it off to Mihailo. Mihailo then misses a jump hook, and the Cougs slap the rebound out of bounds.
Oh, great play, and that's the shot you want. This little 3-4 foot shot from Mihailo, he short-armed it. He's looked to look not as good as he did yesterday. He came out really firing, but maybe not a shot he works on a lot. He's more of a three-point shooter.
NC State, 1 for its last 10, but they're right in this one, down just 8. BYU had a chance to put some distance between themselves and the Wolfpack early here. Middlebrooks cut off in the right corner. Goes between the circles to Jaden Taylor. Taylor will drive and kick. Baseline drive, return pass to Taylor for 3. It's a 5-point game.
Yeah, these are the moments you look back on. Man, we could have really opened it up, and BYU's still in it.
11-point lead, down to 5. Number 5, Mihailo Boskovic. Turns it over. That's turnover number 5. Tried to find Baker
flustered
on the right wing, and Baker misconnected, and that's going to get probably Boskovic out of the game. Cannon Catchings will check in. Mihailo is out, and BYU, which was cruising early, has seen a lead drop to 5, and it could be 3 or 2 after this possession. 4 turnovers in the last 4 minutes for BYU. That's 5 in the game. 22 turnovers yesterday and today combined so far. Middlebrooks Dives it low on Foose. Squeezes up a jumper that's no good. Foose grabs the rebound. Middlebrooks yanked it away and is called for the foul. That'll be two on Middlebrooks. And Foose did well to not have an arm pulled out of the socket on that one. Middlebrooks was going hard and yanked Foose's arm as he grabbed the ball. Foul on Middlebrooks. That's two. Five on NC State. BYU basketball. 19-14. The Cougs lead is five. Need to restore some momentum here. It's a 6-0 NC State run after BYU went up 11. Cougs haven't scored in almost 3 minutes. 2 3-minute droughts here in the first half. Baker stripped, another turnover. That's six. And beautiful. Another turnover the other way. NC State with Trevenel stealing it, driving it, laying it up and in. Trevenel gives the Cougars a 7-point lead, 21-14. So turnabout is fair play as NC State gave it away. That's their third miscue to BYU's six.
Great anticipation and then a great finish. They were back defensively. He's able to score it.
A big sequence there. BYU up 21-14. In and out on the jumper by Taylor. And Trevenel grabs the rebound. Strong stint for Trevor. Dawson Baker to the top. Dawson.
Oh.
Low to Foose. He got free. And he hammers it home with two hands. Fuseni Traore makes it a 4-0 spurt. And Kevin Keith will call timeout for NC State. We'll keep it right here. 23-14. BYU restores a 9-point cushion.
Well, you've got guys like Trevenel, who makes a big steal and bucket. You had last night Dallin Hall making a big steal and bucket when you needed it. Great senior leadership for BYU. Now, Dawson was trying to force things. Mihailo trying to force things. When you're a bench guy and you want minutes, your main job is to not make mistakes and have the coach have confidence when you're on the floor you're going to do positive things. But with that said, Dawson makes a terrific pass to Foose there, so he kind of made up for it. But if you're a guy that wants time, go in, be an asset, valuable, and don't make the game about you. You know, don't be the spotlight on you because you're making mistakes.
Dawson Baker, the nice find of Traore. That makes it now 7 assists on 9 field goal makes for BYU. The Cougs back up 9, 23-14. BYU shooting 60% to NC State's 27%. We're still in a single-digit game. But BYU with a nice little spurt, little 4-0 jump out. And it's a 23-14 BYU lead. The turnovers have been a problem, yes, 6 of them. But whereas Ole Miss was killing BYU on turnovers, NC State's turned those 6 turnovers into only 2 points.
NC State's having a hard time finding buckets. And so, yeah, the turnovers aren't as drastic because you're not getting punished for them.
By the way, Foose with that dunk now sitting 43rd on the BYU Cougars' career scoring tally. Breon Pass, 25 feet away right side. Left wing it goes. A cycle in the corner to Stiles for three. That's a miss. Offensive rebound collected by Huntley Hatfield and a reset to NC State. Three off the reset. Another miss. Another rebound. Offensive foul. It's a reach. It's a loose ball foul on NC State. So they got three looks at it, but on the third, a foul that is number six, and BYU basketball the other way, 8:59 to play here in half number one. 23-14, the Cougs can get back to a double-digit lead. The large lead's been 11, and they can make it 11 or 12 on this possession. Checking in.
Yeah, that was Stiles' second, so he'll sit.
Checking in for NC State, Ismael Diouf. Ismael Diouf, not seeing a lot of time, but he gets time early in this one. 8:45 to go. Yegor is hip checked to the floor, and that should be 1-1 on team foul number 7. I think that's Breon Pass who gets whistled for it. See how they call this. 1-1 either way.
Yegor will go 1-1 here, 17th foul. Looked a little better from the line last night. He's been an issue for him so far this young season.
Yegor shooting 53% from the free throw line. That number will inch up as he makes the first of two. Trey Stewart's checked in. First half minutes for Trey. BYU now back up 10. Double-digit lead restored, 24-14. This to equal the Cougs' game-high cushion of 11. And there it is. 25-14, and the Cougs have scored 6 in a row. After the lead got down to 5, it's a back up to an 11-point cushion, 25-14. Cougs on top. Strong first half here in La Jolla. Michael O'Connell guarded by Yegor. The pass goes right wing to Jaden Taylor, top to Huntley Hatfield. Huntley Hatfield left to Diouf, and Diouf drives, and is fouled out front. That's going to be team foul number 5. After 3 straight whistles on the Wolfpack, 1 against BYU, non-shooting foul will be baseline out of bounds to the left of the NC State standard. Who'd they call that one on?
Trey Stewart. Okay. Reaching in.
So Trey with his first, BYU with its 5th. 7-5 the foul situation. Wolfpack with 7. Michael O'Connell count at 3, count at 4, bounces into Huntley Hatfield. Huntley Hatfield bounces once. A dig down, nearly a steal by Hall, ends up in a 3-pointer from Breon Pass. He missed it, and Dallin Hall tracks down the rebound. NC State now 3-for-11 from deep. Demin, angle left. Yegor terminates left side, top side. Dallin back to Yegor. Yegor back to Dallin, left wing for 3. Pull, fires strong. Tip by Kata. Duff ends up with it. Oh, Trey yanks it away. Trey Stewart, the steal, just ripped it out of his grasp. Yegor thought about it from 3. Will drive to the free throw line. Pick up his dribble there and release into the crowd. That's another turnover. 7 for BYU here in the first 12 minutes and change. We'll take a break. BYU leading by 11, and but for those 7 giveaways, might have a larger lead here in La Jolla. But 25-14 is pretty darn good here in the third place game of the Rady Children's Invitational. Timeout on the floor, 7:49 to go till halftime. BYU 25, NC State 14 on this Black Friday. It's Cougar Blue on top on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Radio on KBYU-FM HD2 Provo. You are listening to BYU Basketball on BYU Radio.
All right, BYU 25, NC State 14. The Cougs have almost as many turnovers as field goals made. 7 giveaways to 9 shots made for BYU, yet the lead's 11. Cougs defending it really well. NC State shooting 4-for-18, including 3-for-11 from the three-point line. As for the three-point line, NC State has made 7 or fewer threes in 5 straight games. The most threes any team has made against NC State is 7. Then you get a BYU team averaging almost 12, and the Cougs are already at 5. And so there's a good chance that BYU becomes the team to make the most threes against NC State all year. BYU 5-for-8 from deep, 9-for-16 overall. Again, Mark, if they can just take better care of the basketball, they're going to be in great shape today.
And Yegor is the guy that may be the culprit. I mean, you have to live with some turnovers because he has the ball in his hand and he's making good passes a lot. So that just comes with the territory. But when he gets in trouble, if he's off the dribble and he gets stopped and he has to pick it up, sometimes he panics a little bit. No, just slow down. You're big and tall. Keep the ball away from the defender, and don't try and make it. Just get it out of that situation. And that time he just kind of threw it out of bounds as his player went back door. He thought he was going to stay on the wing.
So off that turnover, NC State into fourth court. The Wolfpack have only 2 points off of BYU's previous 6 turnovers. This possession comes off the 7th. Duff hands off to Huntley Hatfield, and the jumper good. That's 4 points now off of BYU's 7 turnovers. Brandon Huntley Hatfield scores his first 2. We're back to a single-digit game, 25-16, 7:25 to go till halftime. Decent lead, should be a larger one, but for the multiple giveaways here in the first half, NC State only 3 turnovers.
They can get Cannon involved. He's scoreless in this one.
Trey, high to Cannon. The handoff to Yegor. Down to an 8-second shot clock. 7:05 on the game clock. Dallin with a 5-second shot clock. Hall runs his man into a screen. And another turnover. A high pass on a skip to the left corner. That's 8. They had 10 in the first half yesterday. 8 with 7:01 to go in the first half today. And in both games, otherwise strong play is being mitigated by just too many giveaways.
These mistakes seem more unforced to me than they were, I guess, Ole Miss with that heavy pressure. I kind of could see that, but these are kind of simple mistakes that we're just not executing.
25-16. The Cougar lead more or less comfortable, but a lot of discomfort. 8 turnovers to 9 field goal makes, a field goal miss for NC State, and BYU the other way.
Got it to Doof, and he missed the dunk.
Doof with an oof on the dunk attempt. Kabakata jump hook rims out. Trey fought for the rebound. He and Brandon Huntley Hatfield were tied up. It'll be an alternate possession situation. It'll go to NC State on the arrow.
Okay, but missed that one. I like the shot. Just rimmed out. I'd like to see Cannon more aggressive. He was late in that game yesterday. He could be a great rebounder. He's so long and tall. He just needs to kind of have a mindset to go after offensive rebounds.
Another empty possession for BYU. NC State hanging around despite shooting 25% for the game. Breon pass, three-point range straight away. One team shooting 53, one team shooting 25, and it's only a nine-point lead. And a foul out front. Noah Travel. That'll help BYU out. It's a turnover by NC State. Turnover number four to BYU's eight on the Travel. 6:13 to go. BYU's gone scoreless again for almost 3 minutes. The Cougs have had three different scoring droughts of 3 minutes, but they've still scored 25 points in their flurries of offense. 25-16 is our score. Low scoring first half. BYU coming into the game averaging 90 a game. NC State averaging 80. And neither team pacing for that right now. Yegor straight away. Nice pocket pass to Kaba. It'll return to Yegor. Left wing Nell, and now Yegor on the right side. 35 feet away. Yegor bouncing to the left to Nell. Nell will penetrate. Stop at 10 feet. Lean in. Take a hit as he throws it up. Nearly end up in an alley-oop to Kaba, but Trevin, I think, drew a shooting foul on that. Did he not? Should get two shots out of this. Yes, he will. So BYU chance to go again. Back up 11 with a couple of free throw makes. Trevin Nell to the line. Trevin shooting 85% at the stripe this season.
He's having a nice game. He has five, a chance to get to seven here. Got a great steal and bucket.
Free throw good. Trevin's playing about 20 to 22 minutes a game off the bench. He was a starter until Dallin Hall got ready to play. So Trevin makes the first of two. BYU back up 10, 26 to 16. The Cougs have not trailed in this game and have had a handful of double-digit leads. That one's good again. So two for two for Trevin. Nell sitting with seven off the bench. So seven for Trevin, and the Cougs up 11.
Could get used to this free throw shooting we've seen in this tournament as well.
Free throw trends are upward for BYU. O'Connell on the dribble. Straight away to Breon Pass. Pass looks to his left. Passes left, cycled around to the right corner. O'Connell mid-range jumper. Good. He likes that. He likes every shot, really. Seven for O'Connell. Back to a single-digit game, 27-18.
Cannon gets a little jumpy defensively. O'Connell gave him a pump fake and able to get Cannon off his feet.
BYU in forecourt. Yegor, angle left, Richie. Hand off to Trevin. Trevin thought about the three. He'll bring it out to 25 feet left side. Trevin on the dribble now. Trevin will start to the right perimeter. Still on the bounce. Lobs it to Kaba. Throws it down. Trevin now with the send of the alley-oop. And on the receiving end, Kaba with the throwdown. Kada makes it 29-18.
Trevin almost got the one before, so he knew it was open, and beautiful pass.
4:50 to play until the break. Cougs back up 11. O'Connell leads NC State with seven. Number seven, Bryce Hurd on the right side. What do we have? A foul on BYU. It's going to be a chance. Nope, not yet. Foul number six is all non-shooting, so NC State out of bounds.
Kata and Hundley Hatfield really getting after it down low. I think that could have gone either way. I wouldn't be surprised if Huntley Hatfield gets a whistle the other way because the big men are really battling down low.
Coach Kevin Keats has gone deeper into his bench than he normally does. Dawson Baker will come off the BYU bench. Now with 4:42 to go, Cannon Catchings will have a seat. Cannon, no points on 0-for-1 in 12 minutes. 4:42 to go till halftime. 29-18, BYU up 11, and a pass inbounds that goes off a Cougar. It'll stay NC State basketball with a 4:41 game clock and a 20-second shot clock. 29-18. BYU on top by 11. That equals the game high cushion. Breon pass, stripe extended left side. To the bump. Left wing O'Connell. O'Connell hooks a post feed to Brandon Huntley Hatfield. Huntley Hatfield reverse pivot to square, and he traveled with it. Had to move his feet there, right? And now the official's telling the BYU bench, we got it, we saw it, we
help.
I don't need 11 guys calling travel, so that's all right. BYU does get it off the NC State turnover. That's five giveaways for the Wolfpack to BYU's eight. BYU basketball chance to lead by more than 11 for the first time today. 4:25 to play here in the first 20 minutes. 29-18 Cougs, and here comes Yegor, the lanky Russian, past the timeline. Yegor terminates, will bounce to Dawson Baker on the angle left. Hand off to Hoos, back to Dawson. Foose to Baker. Baker takes his man down the lane. Gets right to the rim. Layup score. Dawson Baker. Great sense of timing on that. Saw an opening. Dawson got hit hard, and he's not well. He comes up the floor limping. And you worry with Dawson's lower extremity history, how he is when he does go down. A three-pointer rims out from Huntley Hatfield, top of the key. And now BYU with a 13-point lead has the ball. 31-18. We'll take an under four-minute media timeout on the break. Good things happening for BYU here in La Jolla. Beautiful backdoor Baker up and in on the assist from Fuseni Traore. Wonderfully done. And timeout on the floor as the Cougs go up 15. Dawson Baker scores four straight, and the Cougs have their largest lead of the day. And let's call that a money moment of the game, brought to you by All Pro Capital. As the Cougs push the lead to a game high 15. All Pro Capital, put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All Pro Capital, celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. It is BYU 33 and NC State 18. 3:39 to go till halftime. Timeout on the floor on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Your home for BYU basketball is the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar fans, score big for game day meals at Smith's with savings beyond low prices, including digital coupons worth over $600 each week. Smith's, fresh for everyone. BYU with 9 assists on 12 field goal makes. The Cougars shooting 60% from the field. 60% has turned into 33 points. A few possessions going begging on giveaways. Cougs have turned it over 8 times, but when they are shooting, they are usually scoring today. 5-for-8 from deep as well. And the Cougs doubling up NC State on the boards right now. 16-8. 16-8 is the rebound tally. And today's attendance, officially 4,000. Another sellout here at Lion Tree Arena in La Jolla, home of the Rady Children's Invitational. Third place game, BYU and NC State.
Now, BYU's playing great, no question. They've got a nice lead. What you want to do is, you've dominated this half now, finish the half. Finish the half. Don't give a sniff to North Carolina State that they might be able to get back into this game. And one of the things I really enjoyed is watching this two-man game with Dawson and Foos. Dawson's a crafty guy, and so he's able to score and working off of Foos. And Foos is a good passer. We saw the backdoor cut. That's a nice little wrinkle that BYU's shown. And Dawson, I think, took contact on both of those. Could have been three-point plays, but beautiful job by Dawson Baker last couple times down. He and Foos working together.
13 points off the bench for BYU. 7 from Nell, 4 from Baker, and 2 from Traore. NC State will work it from back to front, left to right as we see it and you hear it. NC State in red, BYU in white, 33-18. BYU with the lead, 3:30 to go till halftime. Dennis Parker Jr., left wing to Marcus Hill. Marcus Hill will drive it, send it out to O'Connell for 3. Knocks it down. He's got 10. He's been the best thing going for NC State, and the lead is down to 12, 33-21. Open 3, 2 for O'Connell.
There's kind of one guy, really, that you have to worry about, and he was wide open.
Coming out of a timeout, 3:05, right to Demin for 3 to answer. Nope, off the rim. NC State can make it a single-digit game. 33-21, BYU by 12. Marcus Hill Jr. gets right to the rim, lays it up and in, and a three-point play chance to make it a single-digit game. 15-point lead, could be 9 just like that.
Yeah, not great coming out of the timeout. They had Richie had a three-point look. He passed out of it to a more contested three from Yegor. Is unable to hit it.
Team foul number 7 for BYU, 8 for NC State. Just that quickly. 5, 15 points you're cruising, and then a 3 to O'Connell uncontested. And then a driving lay-in plus a free throw attempt and a free throw make. 6 in a row for NC State coming out of the timeout. 9-point game, 33-24.
Foos picked up his second. We may not see him the rest of this half. 2:51 left.
NC State looking to hang in this one. A 6-0 spurt in 30 seconds. Yegor, left side. Now top side, this man works over a screen. Yegor, one-hand whip in the corner, three-pointer. Good! For Dawson Baker, 7 off the bench. Let Dawson bake. Big triple for BYU to answer the 6-0 run for NC State. 36-24 is our score. BYU up 12. Call that a Zions Bank shot of the game as driving and missing on the lay-in and then missing on the tip. It was Parker missing the lay-in, Huntley Hatfield missing the tip, and BYU down floor the other way, Saunders left side. 2:05 to go. Gets a pass to Deming on the shovel. The give and go back to Richie. He misses the lay-in. Rebound chased down by the Wolfpack. Here they come the other way. BYU by a dozen. 36-24. Hill on the baseline. Gets right to the rim. Up and short, but he's fouled. He'll get two free throws. Back to the Zions Bank shot of the game from Dawson Baker. It's brought to you by Zions Bank. For 150 years of helping you succeed, Zions Bank is for you. Big three by Dawson to end the 6-0 run. Make it a 12-point lead, but NC State can draw to within 10 again with under 2 to play. It'll be Marcus Hill Jr. at the free throw line. Made a free throw a moment ago. 3 points on the day. Well, just 12 for 20 on his free throws on the year, though, so not a great number early. We'll see if the number comes back on this two-attempt try. Nope, not there.
Oh, BYU's taking a lot of contact on their interior shots and not getting a whistle. Richie got hit pretty hard on his shot, and NC State getting a whistle every time their guards come in. BYU's got to be smart not to leave their feet. Just with guards, just get those hands up, and they're going to have to shoot over you. They're little.
Hill short on the second. So 1 for 2 on the trip, 4 points on the day, and 11-point BYU lead, 36-25. Can the Cougs lead by double digits at halftime? BYU's 3-0 this year when leading by double digits at the break. Dallin Hall to the top. Right wing Dawson. Dawson will drive the end line, pull it out to the perimeter, give there to Hall. Hall bodied by O'Connell. Contact, no call. Down to a 7-second shot clock. 90 seconds on the first half game clock. Dallin spots an opening, cuffs it, drives it, shows it, hooks it, and scores it. Dallin Hall!
That was tasty. 8 for Dallin. Much better offensive production.
38-25. The Cougar lead 13. 1-13. Free throw line jumper. O'Connell a miss. Baker the rebound. The Cougs will take it under a minute with a double-digit lead. 38-25 Cougs. NC State shooting under 30%. BYU nearly 60%. A knockaway and a foul. Is it Baker? Yes. Another turnover for BYU. That's 9 here in the first half. Again, under a minute to go. You've got the ball, a 13-point lead, and another giveaway. That's 9 after 10 in the first half yesterday. And it's free throws. That's the worst kind of turnover. It's a foul as Baker lost control of the ball, then fouled to try and get it back, and now it's 1-on-1 for NC State on team foul number 9.
Well, Dawson was out there just trying to take time off with the dribble, keeping Taylor off with his left arm, but Taylor got to it anyway.
Taylor bricks a free throw. Cougs will take that as Kaba takes it off the rim. So a crucial miss for NC State trying to hang in this one toward the break. Taylor now 1 for 3 at the line. 38-25. BYU gets it into fourth court. 2 for 1 here if they want it.
Taking too much time.
Got to take a 2 for 1 here. 40 seconds to go before the break. Dallin a back down. Little squeeze up. Missed it heavy in the rebound. NC State now they can play for nearly a final shot. O'Connell into four court. BYU 38, NC State 25. BYU should lead by double digits at halftime. 25-second game clock, 20-second shot clock. And drawing a foul is Jaden Taylor, and it'll be two shots.
Taylor had nothing there, and Richie was there and had his hands up, and the shot came. He lowered his left arm. That's an easy whistle. Just go straight up. He had nothing. He wouldn't have scored that.
Chance to score with 22.8 to go before the break. So BYU should lead by no fewer than 11 at halftime. It's 38-26 on the first free throw make by Taylor. He's now 2 of 4 at the free throw line. Again, the shot clock is off, 22.8 to go. Just don't turn it over or take an early shot. You're going to be up at least 11 at the break.
I got plenty of time here, obviously.
Free throws, set both of them good, so it is an 11-point game.
Get a timeout over halftime to set something up. No, half court, I mean. Yep, there it is.
So he calls it the timeout he would otherwise lose, Kevin Young, that is. So NC State's taken two timeouts here in the first half. BYU calls its first. Again, they would have lost it if they didn't call it. And 15.6 to go before halftime. BYU should lead by no fewer than 11. The lead is 11, 38-27. But the Cougs would love to lead by 13 or 14 and hopefully avoid turnover number 10 of the first half. Those 9 turnovers have turned into only 4 points off of turnovers, gratefully, though, for BYU.
Well, I have been impressed so far this season on these end-of-half possessions. BYU runs some good stuff, and they've drawn up a play. A lot of times they'll get a handoff at the top of the key, and then Cato will back screen for, like, Cannon or Trevin coming off a fade screen for a three. That's been effective. they had a problem last night at the end of regulation because Yegor fell down, and that kind of blew up that play. But they usually do a good job getting a shot in these situations.
On the floor for BYU, Deming, Saunders, Catchings, Baker, and Boskovich. So Mihailo checks in for what might be the final offensive possession for BYU. Should be. Saunders, sideline send into Yegor. 15 seconds to go. Shot clock is off. Yegor with 10 starts to dribble to the top of the key. Now between the circles to the right side, Yegor. Yegor. Skip pass left wing, Baker with 5 and with 4. Dawson will drive. Cuff squeeze it up and miss it. And with 2 and 1, NC State from backcourt. And no, BYU leads by 11 at halftime. 38-27 is our score. Cougs on top. Halftime coverage starts after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The second half of BYU basketball is about to begin. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU basketball presented to you in part by Fillmore Spencer. Fillmore Spencer is Utah's trusted, top-rated local law firm. They can play offense, defense, or provide a little coaching. Fillmore Spencer, attorneys at law, solving problems and seizing opportunities for you, your family, and your business. Great opportunity for BYU, taking on a team that played in last year's Final Four and leading that team by 11 at halftime, 38-27. BYU over NC State, and after a tough loss to an Ole Miss team that BYU had on the ropes late, it'd be a real nice bounce back and a way to get home happy and get ready to head back out on the road to take on Providence next week in Rhode Island. So a tough three-game stretch after a pretty, I wouldn't say easy, but a less challenging first five-game start for BYU. Cougs were 5-0. They knew the caliber of competition would pick up this week and that it has. And if they could get through this this three-game stretch somehow at 2-1, that'd be an accomplishment heading into those final three non-conference games preceding Big 12 play.
Well, they're certainly in a good position here, but we all know leads like this could go away very quickly. I don't know if NC State has the offensive weapons that Ole Miss had, but they're certainly forcing BYU into some difficult situations and creating turnovers and sticking around in this game.
BYU's long run in the first half was 9-0. NC State's long run was 6-0. BYU's yet to allow a double-digit run at any point this season. It's a double-digit lead for BYU as we head to half number two. 38-27 the score, and BYU will have the basketball to open the second half. BYU will be taking it left to right as we see it and you hear it. NC State going right to left. BYU in white with royal. NC State in red with white and black. And Yegor Deming right in front of us. Gets the Cougars into forecourt to open half number two. Cannon Catchings corrals a ball on the far sideline. Turnaround jumper, tough turnaround jumpers, an air ball on the baseline.
Got a piece of it or a piece of him, but either way, it was short.
20 seconds into half number two, BYU with a miss to open the half, and NC State in forecourt, Jaden Taylor, right wing to Marcus Hill. Marcus Hill Jr. into the paint, back out to Taylor for an open three, and he knocks it down.
Not the start you want, but Cannon trying to be aggressive, but you got to be smart as well, not force anything.
And NC State's 5 made threes have included some wide-open ones. BYU then misses a three at the other end from Dallin Hall, but right to Yegor. Yegor then scoops up, misses the putback, gets back his rebound, and gets it off the window and the rim. Third time a charm on that possession for BYU. The answer to make it 40-30. Lead got down to 8, back up to 10. 18:50 to play here in La Jolla. A post feed to Dontrez Styles. Miss. Tipped by Hill is no good, and Kaba corrals the rebound. BYU up 10, 40-30. 90 seconds into half number two. Dallin has Parker stay with him, or Taylor stay with him to the top. Right wing Yegor back to Dallin, 30 feet away, left side. Dallin Hall loses Taylor for a moment. Skip pass goes to Cannon for a wide open three, and that's good! Cannon Catchings camping out on the right side. Cannon fire for the first time today. Cannon has his first points a three-pointer, another Mountain America three-pointer, and BYU's up 13, 43-30.
Gannon's man had to help down on the pick and roll with Kaba, left him wide open. Great find from Dallin.
BYU led by 11 at the break, now leads by 13. A runner missed at the other end by NC State. A 4-on-2 for BYU. Richie going left corner. Dallin Hall will fake it. Now take it from three on the step back and miss it off the iron. Loose ball foul BYU, and NC State the other way. Just over 2 minutes gone here in half number two. The lead's gone from 11 to 13 for BYU at 43-30. The shooting's now right down to 50% on the night, afternoon, pardon me, at 16 of 32. So BYU's right at 50. NC State's right at 30%.
I know analytics may tell you a three-pointer's good there, but you had a three-on-one and got to get points out of that.
Marcus Hill, high dribble. Throws up a desperation shot mid-alley, and of course it's missed and rebounded by NC State. Brandon Huntley Hatfield on the reset, and then he turns it over. That's an error by the Wolfpack on a pass that goes errant into the Wolfpack bench area. So on turnover number six for the day, BYU basketball. Turnovers are now six for NC State, nine for BYU, and we've gone the first 2.5 minutes with no BYU turnovers. 43-30, Cougs on top. Dallin works the right side of the floor. Terminates to Kata. Kata misses, but he was hit on the lane attempt with the right hand. He'll get two free throws out of it as Kaba slid down the lane after setting a screen up high. Two shots for Kaba, and BYU's lead 13, 43-30.
Not a particularly strong effort from Kaba, which is unusual, but he had a good spot, and he could have gone in and really gone powerful. And he almost got a shot blocked by a smaller Stiles.
Hey, Mark, who made that three a moment ago? Cannon, right? So that's the seventh three for BYU in this game as Kaba makes the free throw. No NC State opponent has made more than seven threes through six games. The Cougs are at that number now. Next three they make, they'll be the first team to make more than seven triples against NC State. Second nationally in three-point defense coming into the day. Kaba, 1 for 2. Missed the second. BYU's lead 14. The game-high lead's been 15. 44-30. Cougs on top, 17-10 to play here in La Jolla. Brandon Hatley Hatfield walks it. Oh, I thought he lifted a foot and traveled there. No call. Left wing to Dontrez Stiles. Mid-range jumper good by Stiles. And that was stylistic as he has his first two of the day and makes it a 12-point game, 44-32. Yegor on the arc right. One-hand whip to Kaba. Kaba right to the rim. Missed it at the rim. Thought he was going for the dunk. There was contact and no call. And NC State the other way. BYU had an easy two. Go begging. Falling to the floor. Nearly a travel. Somehow it ends up in Dallin Hall's hands. A three-on-one. Yegor right to the rim. Lays it up and in. He got around O'Connell. And the Cougs make it a 14-point lead. 46-32. Now we're back and forth with Hill taking it down the lane the other way. Restarting on Yegor. Cut off beneath the bucket by Deming and Kata. And did he travel? He did. Turns it over. Turnover number eight for NC State. 16-23 to play, and BYU's yet to turn it over in the second half. The Cougs have a lead of 14. They can play for their first lead of greater than 15 points in this day on this possession. Deming, Hall, Saunders, Catchings, Kaba on the floor for Kevin Young and the Cougs, who lead it by 14. 16-23 to play here in La Jolla. It's the Rady Children's Invitational. Third place game. Big 12 meeting ACC. Dallin trying to lose Connell. O'Connell does down the lane. Terminates at 10 feet. Out to Richie. Richie goes behind the back inadvertently. Put it on the floor. Releases it to Yegor. Finds Cannon. Cannon step back. Foot on the three-point line. Knocks it down. They're calling it a three for Cannon Catchings. Cannon fire left side. BYU by 17 at 49-32. Under 16 to play here in La Jolla. I thought a foot was on the line. They called it three. We'll keep it there. 49-32. BYU by 17 for the first time today. O'Connell to answer from three. Missed it wide left. Kaba goes high for the rebound. Great board by the big man. Outlets Hall and Dallin forecourt right.
Chance to really kind of put some nails in the coffin here this early. Just keep going. Put the pedal to the metal.
Cannon heating up after halftime. Whips it on a skip to Richie for three. Yes! 20-point lead! 52-32 with 15:20 to go. Are we going to see an NC State timeout? Not right now. We'll see the under 16-minute media timeout on the next whistle. Middlebrook's in the game. A 20-point BYU lead. Lead's gone from 11 to 20 here after halftime. O'Connell curls to the top. Pass on the right wing. Jump stop by Hill. Straight away, O'Connell. O'Connell with an eight-second shot clock. 5 minutes gone. Bounces it. It's off the leg of Middlebrooks. He gets it back. He's triple-teamed. There's a foul called on BYU. It'll be out of bounds to NC State after this break. The Cougs are playing clean and shooting well after halftime. 52-32. Cougs on top by 20. Timeout with 14:57 to go here in La Jolla on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back to Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back to Lion Tree Arena on the campus of UC San Diego in La Jolla. Considered part of San Diego, but they're also proud of the fact that they are in La Jolla, which is a beautiful community. Of course, the one of the calling cards of La Jolla, Torrey Pines Golf Course, and our hotel sits right on the golf course. And I know that you've been looking out at the lush fairways, thinking, why didn't I bring my clubs?
That was a big mistake on my part. The only thing that comforts me is the day that I could have played was really that marine layer was pretty thick. So maybe that was a divinely inspired marine layer. But it's a beautiful course. We're right on 18, where you see all the big finishes to the tournament, that par 5 over the lake, trying to get on in 2. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to see that.
Fun to see BYU on an 8-0 run right now. 14-2, the longer run over the last 4 minutes and change, and that's how the second half has begun, with BYU outscoring NC State in total 14-5. So an 11-point halftime lead has gone to 20 at 52-32. BYU basketball is brought to you by Delta. Delta, the official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. Cannon Catchings had no points at halftime. Here in the second half, 6 points. No one yet for BYU in double figures. Saunders leads with 9.
Cannon had a wide open 3, which got him going. And then, even though it was off the dribble, he was under control, and he had a step back 3 in his motion. That's a good shot for him.
And we're only 5 minutes and change into the second half, Mark, but the fact that BYU has 0 turnovers after 9 in the first half is an encouraging sign as well. We come back into NC State basketball. Wolfpack going right to left as we see it, and you hear it. The Wolfpack front court is away from us to our left. Marcus Hill Jr. dribbles to the top in an 8-second shot clock to Breon Pass. Pass passes in the left corner to Parker. Trey Parker drives and misses, but cleaning it up and sticking it back is Ben Middlebrooks. His first field goal makes it an 18-point game, pardon me, at 52-34. So coming out of the timeout, NC State scores, 14:25 to play. Yegor skip pass, Dallin Hall left wing, stepped out of bounds, turnover number 10. So just as I talked about the cleanness and no turnovers in the second half, there is the 10th of the day on a step out, simple little play, and turns it over to NC State. Want to mitigate the damage here. The points off a turnover is only 4 for NC State on the day off the 9 previous miscues. What will they do with the 10th? Dallin Hall to the team area, along with Kaba Keita, checking in for BYU Trevin Nell and Fuseni Traore. Marcus Hill, 25 feet away on the right, stripe extended. In the right corner, tough pass, mishandled, and now another foul as Trevin Nell tries to win the ball.
It's 2 fouls. I don't know. I mean, it's an up for grabs in there. BYU knocked it up in the air, and I don't know why that's on Trevin.
3 fouls for BYU to 1 for NC State. 18-point BYU lead. Off the inbound miss, loose ball foul. This time on the Wolfpack, is it or not?
Shove in the back. It might be O'Connell on Yegor.
That's so good. That's team foul number 2 on NC State here in half number 2. So BYU will get the ball back after all of that. Cougs can establish a 20-point lead with a make on this possession. Dontrez Stiles will check out as Dennis Parker Jr. enters.
It's a fine line here. You want to keep the pedal to the metal, but also, you know, don't do anything to yourself like that step out. Be smart, but still be aggressive.
Cougs have had 27 turnovers yesterday and today combined. Yegor into forecourt. Hands off to Saunders. Saunders sprints it to the junction, gets right to the block, and scores off the window. Driving lay-in for Richie Saunders. He just said, I'm going to just put it into fourth gear here at the top of the key and see what happens.
It's like a flying Dutchman coming through there.
Middlebrooks at the free throw line, out to O'Connell. O'Connell from the free throw line, 1-foot runner goes. O'Connell with 12 to lead all scorers. 54-36, 18-point game again after BYU got it back to 20. Yegor, no look to Foose, drops it off for Cannon. Cannon went for the dunk, but he's hit on his way to the hoop. Took a hard hit to the floor, and he will shoot two as a result. The dunk was missed. He was thinking high, flying flush. Instead, he'll get two free throws out of it. So on Ben Millerbrooks, number three, on NC State, number three, in half number two. Cannon will shoot two after a scoreless first half, six after the break. No rebounds, two assists. Makes the free throw. He's three for three. No, pardon me, that was his first try. One for one. BYU is a team, though, is six for seven at the free throw line. NC State, seven for ten at the stripe. So Cannon up to 7 points after halftime.
Cannon, interesting free throw. His right foot off to the right quite a bit. He misses that one.
One for two on the trip. Rims out. BYU by 19, 55-36. O'Connell wide open three. Won't take it. Will drive it and get.
Oh, no.
He took a hit in midair, and you heard his head hit the hardwood. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Jumps up. Wow. He got up so quickly, and I think that thump you heard was the back of the head hitting the floor. As he passed up on the wide open three, drove the key, Cannon got him in midair, and O'Connell, tough, tough player, took a hard fall, whacks his noggin off the hardwoods, and gets right up to the free throw line to shoot two.
I'm shocked he doesn't have a concussion. I mean, that was a whiplash hit in your head type deal.
Free throw good. First free throw taken. He's got 13 to lead all scorers.
He's solid. I mean, just a solid player. He doesn't make mistakes, and we'll punish you if you leave him open.
He came into today having scored 6 points or fewer in four straight games, has 13 today. And two for two on the trip after getting just hammered to the floor. 17-point game. High lead 20 down to 17. 55-38, 13-12 to play. Foose with his back to the basket, less traffic clear between the free throw line and the three-point line. Gives to Trevin Nell. Trevin on the bounce. Trevin will drive it low. Hand back to Mihailo for three. Knocks it down. Mihailo Boskovic.
He's not shy.
Not a lot of space, but he pulls and fires and knocks it down. BYU back up 20. 58-38. BYU's become the first team, by the way, to make more than seven threes in a game on NC State this year. The Cougs are now up to 10. O'Connell top of the key. As Mihailo goes under the screen, he was guarding O'Connell. High it goes to Parker. Low it goes to Middlebrooks. Middlebrooks jump hook off the window. No loose ball foul on BYU. It'll stay NC State basketball. Team foul number five against BYU. Cougs got the miss. Just couldn't find the rebound without fouling. And on foul number five to NC State's three, it's Wolfpack basketball. 12:36 to play here in La Jolla. 58-38. BYU's outscored the Wolfpack 20-11 after halftime. Middlebrooks hands off O'Connell. Three-point land. Stripe extended left. A repost to Middlebrooks. Sees a double. Goes to the cutter who misses on the lay-in. That was Trey Parker, a contestant, a block for BYU. Yegor to the trailer, Mihailo. Mihailo stumbles and falls with it. Travels turnover number 11 for BYU. 12:20 to play. Cougars give the ball back with a 20-point lead.
Was the third foul on Yegor, so he'll sit. In comes Dawson. And O'Connell will sit, so see if NC State can find a spark. You know, it was Murray last night that was so good, but no one seems to really be stepping up other than O'Connell.
Brandon Hatley Hatfield in. Also in Trey Parker for NC State. Huntley Hatfield. Right wing Middlebrooks. Middlebrooks hooks it low, and getting in the back is Nell. That's six. So one way to keep NC State hanging around is to get him into the bonus early, and with 12:04 to play, that's already team foul number six for BYU, and so many are just as innocuous little fouls that don't have a lot to do with the outcome of the play. Brandon Huntley Hatfield backing down on Foose to send out for three, and Jaden Taylor missing from three. Rebound to Nell. Down floor, Hall. Hall, Nell, Boskovic, Baker, Traore. Dallin, 30 feet away, straight away. Finds Baker on the arc left.
Foose a touch. They do. Fumbled away.
Gets it right back to Baker. Baker stumbles into the paint. He's on the floor. Takes a kick in the head. Tried to get it to Foose. And what do we have? Timeout. We'll take it. 11:40 to go. BYU leads by 20. Have the ball for the 13-second shot clock when we come back to La Jolla after this on the new skin. BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here is Ben Bagley with a scoreboard update.
We'll give you an update on a non-Big 12, Big 12 basketball game that's really close coming down to the wire in just a second. But first, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Radio on KBYU FM HD2 Provo. You are listening to BYU Basketball on BYU Radio.
Ben Bagley with a scoreboard update on the new skin BYU Sports Network. And in a Big 12, non-Big 12 game, West Virginia and 24th-ranked Arizona, 13 seconds left in the second half of that ball game, tied at 66 in the third-place game for the battle for Atlanta's Arizona and West Virginia. 66 apiece, 13 seconds left. Now back to Greg and Mark.
Ben, thank you very much. BYU Basketball brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at siegfriedandjensen.com. Michael O'Connell leading NC State with 14. Richie Saunders leading BYU with 11. It is balanced BYU scoring that has the Cougars on top of the Wolfpack 58-38. And the Cougs shooting 55% from the field to NC State's 30. The real news is what BYU is doing from the three-point line. 10 for 16, 63%. Coming into today through six games, the highest three-point percentage NC State had allowed in a single game was 31.3%. BYU's more than doubled that at the moment, or doubled it at the moment. And again, 10 threes when NC State had allowed no more than seven in any game coming into this one. So the Cougs have done well where other teams have not against the Wolfpack.
The Wolfpack hangs their hat on that, but BYU, not only are they getting made threes, they're getting open looks. So they're really running their stuff well to create open looks and knocking them down.
BYU Basketball as we come back in here in La Jolla. Lion Tree Arena, third place game at the Rady Children's Invitational. Fuseni Traore receives the inbound trigger from Dallin Hall. Now it's Nell, whose three hit the top of the backboard. It ricochets out to Mihailo Boskovic.
Nice,
no look to Trevin on the reset, and he misses that one too. A deflected ball to Dallin Hall on another reset. Dawson Baker will drive it to Foose. Foose right at the rim, up and in. The Cougs get multiple looks to make the final one pay off. Fuseni Traore with points 3 and 4. And BYU's leading by 22 for the first time today.
Again, that Foose-Baker combination strikes again.
60-38, Cougs. Three-pointer left corner good by Trey Parker. Those are his first points of the day, cutting the lead to 19 at 60-41. Dallin Hall, forecourt left. Still haven't had the first team called timeout of the second half, so we'll have another would-be media break on the next team timeout. We've got 10:40 to play in a game. It is 60-41, BYU in front. Cougs hitting it late in the clock. Dawson Baker with 7 and 6. Now down to 5. Drives it, draws contact, off the window and good. He was trying to draw the foul for the three-point play chance, and Middlebrooks bodied him. No call, but Dawson lays back and lays it off the window. 62-41, BYU by 21, and Dawson Baker has 9 off the bench. Nice game for Dawson. Jaden Taylor has a post feed to Huntley Hatfield. Sees a double. They back off at the single. A turnaround jumper from Huntley Hatfield, back iron. A slap rebound by Boskovic. Gets it to Hall as Trevin Nell got tied up with a defender the other way. Mihailo runner, no. Gets his own rebound. Doesn't go back up with it. To the trailer, Nell. Nell, pull, fire, missed the three. Rebound Huntley Hatfield. 9:55 to play. BYU stays up 21. Trevin now 1 for 5 from deep today.
Has had 3 in a row missed, so pretty badly.
BYU's three-point number dipping as a result. Still really good at 10 for 19, 53%. Huntley Hatfield travels, turns it over. That's turnover number 9 with 9:37 to play. BYU basketball. Now the chairs are coming out, but
I think they just bring out one for NC State. I think it's a 30.
Okay, there you go. We'll stay right here with it. Just 30 here. Or not. Thought that was that the first team called timeout? Was there a team called timeout? I think there was. That is it. We'll take a break. 9:37 to play. 62-41. BYU leads it on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to Big 12 Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Well, before last season, BYU had never defeated NC State. Wolfpack led BYU 4-0 all time. Now BYU's on the verge of beating NC State in back-to-back years. And both neutral floor affairs last year In a game you called with Tyson Jex, BYU came back from down at halftime to defeat NC State to win the Vegas Showdown. This year here in La Jolla, BYU had an 11-point lead at halftime and have outscored the Wolfpack by 10 after the break to now lead by 21, 62-41. BYU basketball is brought to you in part by Bailey's Moving and Storage. We help you manage moving so you can focus on making memories.
And BYU's obviously in a great spot here now. You don't want a guy to get hot, especially from the three-point line. The two-point shot for the Wolfpack is your friend because you're kind of running out of time if you're cheering for the red. BYU will trigger here, and again, it's about maybe using a little clock if you can, but then still kind of being aggressive and not take away from what got you here.
BYU basketball, as we come back in, BYU has the lead in all the miscellaneous categories today. Points off of turnovers, points in the paint, second chance points, fast break points, and bench points. All BYU. 9:30 to go. Dallin Hall in the BYU white with Royal. In the forecourt, NC State red with white. Tours left to right as we see it and you hear it. Dawson Baker, a short post feed to Fuseni Traore. He bangs his way down low into the middle on Middlebrooks and receives a bump in the back by Middlebrooks. That'll be foul number four on the Wolfpack. Not a lot there, considering how much they're banging, but it'll be BYU out of bounds and a 20-second shot clock and 9:17 game clock.
There's a bit of a foul discrepancy, so maybe that trying to even it up a little bit. But I do like a Foose touch. I think this is Foose time in this game to get him some post touches.
Foose off the inbound. Goes right back to the middle this time on Huntley Hatfield. Trying to step through. Ends up pushing a little soft jump hook up that's an air ball.
Huntley Hatfield won that. Usually that is not the case for Foose. He moves people.
Trey Parker into forecourt, left side Huntley Hatfield. Jaden Taylor cut off on the left post. Turnaround jumper strong. Rebound Hall. BYU's outboarding NC State 33-23 now. BYU racing it into forecourt. 8:45 to play. Cougs up 21. Baker for three. No. Off the flange. Offensive rebound. Foose back up with it. Scores! And the foul! Chance for a three-point play. Cougars looking to put the hammer down on the Wolfpack. Now it's a 23-point lead, and Foose can make it 24 as he goes to the free throw line looking for more.
Now, BYU's done a great job, Greg, in this game of keeping the pressure on. You haven't really seen any runs from NC State. You'd expect a run here and there maybe to make it interesting, but we haven't seen any of that.
The lead 23 at 64-41 as the Wolfpack have gone scoreless for nearly 2.5 minutes. Fuseni Traore on a 6-point day takes his first free throw of the day. Makes it. Foose is shooting in the low 90s at the free throw line.
He has an incredibly soft touch from the free throw. I like to see him shoot more 15, even out to the three-point line.
BYU by 24 for the first time today. 65-41. 8:31 to go.
Zone Cougars, 2-3.
Dennis Parker Jr. sends it left to Jaden Taylor. Brandon Huntley Hatfield takes a post feed. Finds an open three-point shooter left corner. It's good. Dennis Parker Jr., his first points, three-pointer, down to 21, 65-44.
They're going to get Parker with a foul. He's very handsy.
Dawson Baker will drive and kick. Cannon catchings, a touch pass to Dallin Hall, who misses the three. NC State on the rebound, 8 minutes to go. Driving right to the rim, laying it up and in, sprinting to the 10 for two is Trey Parker, and we'll take a timeout.
Coach Young says, let's stop this right now.
24-point lead down to 19 really quickly, and still an eternity left for NC State relative to a comeback attempt. BYU was looking to maybe put the final nails in, up 24, but no. NC State scores five straight in a jiffy to make it a 19-point game. Timeout, and we're taking it. The under 8-minute media break now with 7:56 to play here in La Jolla. It is BYU 65 and NC State 46. The work's not done yet here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Yesterday against number 13 Purdue, NC State had its season low in field goal percentage at 43.4. Today that number's gone down to 33.3. So two very poor shooting games for the Wolfpack, and BYU's doing even a better job than Purdue in terms of defensive field goal percentage. BYU, meantime, in this game, shooting 50% from the field to NC State's 33. BYU basketball brought to you in part by Bam Bam's Barbecue. Perfectly smoking each cut of meat just for you. Come on in and enjoy Central Texas Barbecue right there in Provo, Utah. Bam Bam's Barbecue, authentic to the bone. BYU took a 24-point lead, but then five quick points. And Kevin Young was quick to call a timeout, Mark.
Yeah, he gets it that momentum can change very quickly. And then he just said, I want to talk to my guys, settle them down a little bit, not let this get out of hand, because it can quickly.
BYU up 19 with under 8 to play. NC State aggressively trapped. Oh, BYU nearly gave it away on a trap in the backcourt. But fortunately for BYU, Dawson Baker was fouled. And that'll be team foul number 6. So the fouls are even now, 6 apiece. Parker had the foul, Dennis Parker Jr. Cougs will do it again, but with three defensive players in the backcourt, in BYU's backcourt, NC State nearly forced a turnover. Yegor into Trey Stewart. He sees a quick double. Back to Yegor on the baseline. Yegor looking down floor, sees another trap near the timeline, gets it into forecourt. Cannon catching it to save back into Yegor, who finds Baker. Three-point land left. Drive and kick. Trey will pull and fire and miss from three. Offensive rebound. Kaba back, and he misses. Tip by Catchings, no good. Offensive rebound reset. Dawson straight away three. In and out. Offensive Kaba. Rebound. Kaba again and bobbled it out of bounds. Turnover, or was it knocked out? No, it's off of BYU. After all of that, no points. And the Cougars give the ball back to NC State. 7:27 to go.
Kaba was a monster there and got an easy putback. Looked like he got hammered, no call, and then wide open three. A couple wide open threes missed last couple possessions.
Wide open threes and balls right at the bucket, and somehow neither one goes. Now the Cougs feel like they're going to need a stop here. 65-46. That's a big point, big 19-point lead, but the Wolfpack are surging in their comeback effort. O'Connell can get hot. Dennis Parker Jr., top of the key, crosses over, finds O'Connell, fakes it, drives it, floats it, blocked by Kaba! Into the hands of Yegor, and BYU down floor the other way. Baker, right corner, Catchings. Cannon will slow
smart,
it down.
Smart move. Takes
Trailer,
some time.
Yegor out front. Under 7 to play. BYU leads by 19. I feel like they're a couple of makes away from kind of sealing the deal here, but Yegor will drive it down the lane, drop it off to Kaba, deflected by NC State out of bounds. It will stay BYU basketball. 13-second shot clock.
That was a good deflection, though, because if Kaba gets that, it was thunder time.
What a block of O'Connell at the other end.
Kaba doesn't just block you. He blocks it and humiliates you and your ancestors.
Yegor whips it into Cannon Catchings on the arc left. Takes a bump, no call. Down to an 8-second shot clock. Yegor in the corner. Dawson. Dawson with 5 again. Grabbing is O'Connell, no call. 3-2. Desperation 3. Miss offensive rebound. Dawson's blocked by Brandon Huntley Hatfield. The Cougs can't score at the rim. 6:20 to go. 3 right side. That's no good. Kaba high for the rebound. Cleaning everything up is Kata right now. And here come the Cougs down the other way. Time ticking away on the Wolfpack's comeback hopes. 65-46. BYU leads it. Yegor stops at the elbow. Skip pass left corner. Trey will drive and kick to Baker. Baker spins at the junction, falls to the floor, and travels turnover number 12 for BYU. 3 after halftime, after 9 in the first half. And again, Dawson goes to the floor and gets up a little slow. Hope he's all right. Having dealt with lower body issues the last couple of years with his extremities, he'll hit the deck and hit the bench now as Dallin Hall will check in. BYU's up 19, but not scoring. They've gone 2.5 minutes scoreless again. The Cougs have had 4 different droughts of nearly 3 minutes in today's game. 0 for the last 6, 1 for the last 11 as they try and put NC State away.
They are dodging some bullets. NC State missing their shots here.
O'Connell to the left. A bounce pass left corner. Driving from the corner is Jaden Taylor. He draws a foul. It'll be free throws. So not a work of art the last 3 minutes as BYU looks to put the finishing touches on this one. The lead is 19, 65-46. And fixing to be BYU's lowest scoring game of the year at the current pace, I think. Jaden Taylor at the line. Just 1-1 or 2. They give him 2. Makes the first free throw.
BYU gets really jumpy, and Yegor is so long, he doesn't have to jump. The pump fake gets him up the air, and it's an easy foul call. But Taylor having to shoot over Yegor is not, I mean, he just has to put his hands up. He won't be able to do it.
Taylor's made 3 in a row and 4 of 6 on the day at the free throw line. 10 points on the day. Keep him at 10. The free throw miss. Rebound, Brandon Huntley Hatfield. 18-point game. NC State still has hope in this one. Jaden Taylor, step back three. Yep. What do you know?
That's another big mistake. I mean, BYU is really struggling here off of missed free throw.
And now the Cougs are playing with fire a little bit. This was a 24-point game down to 15. Cannon, an early three, heavy. And the rebound, loose ball foul on Cade, or is it on Huntley-Hatfield? Oh, it's on Huntley-Hatfield, which could be a break for BYU, but now Cade has got to make free throws. Fouls are even seven apiece. The Cougs had this thing in the bag at 24, and now it's 15 with 5:16 to play. This thing's not done by any stretch.
Well, when you don't score for 3.5 minutes, it can get iffy even if you're up 20.
One for their last 12, and I think of those 12, you expect five or six to be almost gimmies. And nothing's going right now for BYU as Kaba makes the free throw. Big free throw make by Kaba. 66-50. The Cougars are kind of in hang-on mode right now. And, you know, they lost a lead late yesterday. Don't want to see them get in the same category, in the same territory where things start to feel familiar. Just keep them at arm's length here. And the free throws from Kaba can certainly help. 5:16 to go. It's a 16-point lead. It's a 16-point lead. The second free throw missed. 66-50. 5:15 to play here in La Jolla. NC State hanging around. BYU zoning. Huntley-Hatfield free throw line jumper. Heavy rebound Richie. The Cougs have time on their side. Wouldn't be a bad play to take it late into the clock. Under 5 to play. 4:55 to play. 66-50. Dawson. Dallin has it knocked away, taken away. Another turnover. That's 13 and a breakaway hammer for Brandon Huntley-Hatfield. He's got four, and suddenly it's a 14-point game. 10 points off a 24-point lead.
Terrible pass from Dallin. Had no chance to make it through there, and even if Kate got it, he wasn't in a good spot.
11-1 NC State run. Cougs have work to do. One for their last 12. Lowest scoring game of the year as Hall is fouled out near the timeline. Not a great foul by NC State if Hall makes two free throws, but anything less than that, and NC State's playing it right. BYU had this thing almost secured with a 24-point lead, and now it's a 14-point game at 66-52. It was 65-41. BYU up 24. And NC State's crawling back into it, and still a lot of time left, 4:25. So Hall now with a 1-1 on team foul number 8. Got to get the first here. And Dallin at the free throw line is exactly 50% on the year. Makes the first, gets a second. BYU basketball brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires location. Big O Tires, the team you trust. BYU up 15, still in great shape.
If you wonder why Yegor's not in, he's got four fouls. He certainly could help with the pressure. And
another one for
out.
Two. This time the rebound off of BYU out of bounds. So a couple of one for twos for BYU, and NC State has the ball down 15. The Cougs haven't made a field goal in 4.5 minutes trying to put this one to bed. O'Connell, slow bounce out front. Jaden Taylor, maybe the Wolfpack start to hurry a little bit. Help BYU out. Middlebrooks goes to Taylor on the low right block. Gets to the middle. Out to Parker for three. Strong on it. Rebound Kaba. Thought he was hitting the head by Middlebrooks. No call. Could have been 1-1 the other way.
Might have been a favor to not call that one.
Now we're under 4 minutes. The next whistle brings us to the under 4 minute media timeout. BYU should have done enough to finish this one out. 67-52, the Cougs on top, 3:45 to go. Kaba takes a pass from Hall out front, hand off to Nell, back to Dallin with a 10-second shot clock. 3:40 to play. Hall, a one-hand whip to Saunders. Saunders is blocked. His path is blocked by Jaden Taylor, and the impeding foul is called. It'll put Richie at the line for 1-1 after this. It's the final 1-1 BYU have. The Cougs will be in the double bonus the rest of the way. 3:37 to play. And the Cougs looking to finish off the NC State Wolfpack. 67-52 is our score. And Saunders can push the lead to 17 after this timeout on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to Big 12 Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU Basketball brought to you by JCW's. Dinner after the game at JCW's includes something for everybody. From burgers to wings, shakes to salads, JCW's quality and a lot of it in Lehigh, American Fork, Provo, South Jordan, and Harriman. Well, BYU's shooting number plummeting over the last 5 minutes, but despite 1 of 12 from the field and 0 for the last 7 and no field goals in almost 5.5 minutes. BYU still leads rather comfortably over NC State 67-52, but the Cougs were cruising, and suddenly the Cougs can't buy a bucket. BYU shooting 44% to NC State's 33. BYU 40% from deep to NC State's 38. The Cougs have made 9 of 13 free throws. NC State 10 of 14 rebounds. Big to BYU, though, 42-29, which brings us to our Jones Paint and Glass Points in the Paint feature, brought to you by Jones Paint and Glass. When you hear the crash, think of Jones Paint and Glass. We take a look at both the glass and the paint. BYU 42-29 in rebounds, and in paint points, BYU a sizable edge. 28 points in the paint for BYU to only 14 for NC State. And yesterday, Ole Miss had 40 points in the paint against BYU.
And NC State's a two-point team. They like to get in the paint, so nice job for BYU to outplay NC State and what they like to do.
As we come back in, Richie Saunders smoothly knocks down the front end of a 1-1, a big one because the Cougs will get two the rest of the way. 68-52, BYU up 16. Saunders leading the Cougars with a dozen. That was his first free throw try of the day, and he knocks it down. Richie shooting 65% from the stripe. 2 for 2, there it is. After a couple of 1-for-2 trips, Cougs knock them both down. The lead now 17, 69-52.
So I'll take away the threes and try and make the Wolfpack use a little clock.
O'Connell starts it right to Jaden Taylor. High to Ben Middlebrooks, the Clemson transfer. Middlebrooks on the arc right side. Holds it above the head of O'Connell, who breezes by. Taylor step back, triple from the right side. Good! Jaden Taylor with his fourth three. He's got 16. And NC State's not done yet. 69-55. BYU into forecourt, leading it by 14. NC State with Dallin Hall double team near the timeline, trying to hang around. Yegor back in the game, playing with four fouls and playing out near the timeline. 15-second shot clock, 2:55 game clock. BYU by 14, 69-55. Maybe the lowest scoring game for BYU as Baker misses the three left side. A slap by Saunders
smart
to keep it alive and a reset. Yegor to Dallin. That's 20 more seconds for BYU.
Yegor could have shot that, but it wasn't easy, so he brought it out.
2:35 to play. Foose up high. Foose left elbow. Holds it out for Dallin Hall. Takes the handoff with a 5-second shot clock. Dawson with four. Three. With two. Dawson will drive. Shoot with one and rim it out. No field goals in 6 minutes plus for BYU. 69-55. The lead 14. 2:15 to play. NC State still has hope in this one. The Cougs have not been able to hit from the field. That's a miss from three for Taylor. Offensive rebound. Middlebrooks misses on the easy stick back. Ball on the floor. Fight for it. One by Baker. Releases to Hall. BYU into forecourt. Under two to play. Dawson will drive down the lane. Hand off. Yegor. Give it back to Foose. Foose off the window.
Bad
up
one.
And in.
That's
and the foul. The assist to Yegor Demian. That's his fourth. And might that do it for BYU? 16 points the lead now. 71-55. The Cougs run the break to perfection and get Foose to score two at the end of it.
How beautiful there as they had numbers, so it's a good decision to go get an easy bucket instead of taking time off the clock. And Yegor with a beautiful little dish to Foose.
8 and 4. How about this number for Yegor on the assist, though? 10, new career high for BYU for Yegor in rebounds as Foose makes another free throw. Automatic, 72-55. The Cougar lead is 17, 1:50 to go. That should about do it for the Wolfpack's comeback hopes. That ended a long field goal drought for BYU. Cook still won for the last 10 from the field, but it was a big one made by Foose. 98 seconds to play. A Euro run to the rim, up and in by Trey Parker. He's got 7 all after halftime. 90 seconds to play. 72-57. BYU lead 55. Yegor, forecourt. Again, Deming, 8 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists.
Wolfpack not fouling. That might be a concession. They're just running out of possessions here.
Coach Kevin Keats going deeper into his bench, bringing in Paul McNeil Jr. Hasn't played a lot. BYU up 15. Yegor on the bounce goes low to Foose. Foose lost the handles. He went up with it, knocked out of bounds by the Wolfpack. It'll be a 4-second shot clock for BYU. 1:06 to go. The Cougs up 15, and BYU will improve to 6-1 on the year. The Wolfpack will drop to 5-2, 6-1 with the one loss being an overtime setback to a nationally ranked team here in La Jolla. Hall into Foose. Foose will push it up from the base, miss it short late in the shot clock. an offensive rebound reset. And Yegor didn't need to shoot that.
I don't think he thought it hit the rim on the first one.
Yep, you think you're right. So 55 seconds to go. NC State down 15. Trey Parker runs it to the window, scoop off the glass, and the score. He's got 9 after the break. It's down to a 13-point game. 72-59, 50 seconds to play. Dallin will bring it up. No fouls from NC State, so BYU will win this. The only question now, the final margin. BYU's season low in scoring was 85 before today. This will be a new low, currently 72. But they get the win and get the split here in La Jolla. 30 seconds to play. A 10-second shot clock. Dallin on the bounce right side. Straight away, Baker. Baker with 5 on the shot clock. Dawson will cross over, look to shove O'Connell away. Demian low to Foose, and Foose as the shot goes up. Shot clock violation right at the rim, so no shot. And now with 19.1 to play, NC State basketball trailing at 72-59. We'll hear from a BYU player and coach Kevin Young in our postgame coverage. We'll also get a scoreboard segment from Ben Bagley minutes away. 12 seconds to play. BYU will get the win. Michael O'Connell, penetration, left-hand layup, good. With 6.8 to go, 11-point game. So 24-point lead shrunk to 11, but as NC State backs off, this one runs out on the Wolfpack. The Cougars get the split on the weekend, go to 6-1 on the year. 72-61, our final score. Postgame coverage starts next here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Your home for BYU basketball is the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back to Lion Tree Arena here in La Jolla, California. Final score is BYU 72 and NC State 61. We'll have player and coach conversations forthcoming. BYU goes to 6-1. NC State falls to 5-2 on the year. The Cougars on the game shoot 42% to NC State's 37. Season low field goal percentage for the Wolfpack. BYU 39% from three. That's the highest number allowed by the Wolfpack this year. The Cougs shot 75% from the free throw line. NC State shooting 39 and 71 from the arc and the stripe, respectively. NC State with 9 threes, a pretty big number for them, and BYU with 10, the most threes allowed by the Wolfpack on the year. The Cougs get 13 from Richie Saunders to lead the Cougs, 10 from Fusini Traore. It was 11 rebounds, career-high 11 for Yegor Demian to go along with 8 points and 4 assists. Other scorers for BYU, Baker 9, Hall 9, 7s for Ketching and Nell, 6 for Kaba, 3 for Boskovich. And that will get you to 72 as BYU wins it by a score of 72-61. 16 apiece for Jaden Taylor and Michael O'Connell for the Wolfpack. That takes us to our New Skin data discovery. It is brought to you by New Skin. And New Skin is your innovative beauty and wellness company that helps you look, feel, and live better. Mark, what do you see in the box score for a data discovery today?
Yeah, I'm looking at the offensive rebounds. And at one point, NC State was up 4-3, and then BYU ends up with 15-9, so that's 12 to 5 on the offensive rebounds, mostly in the second half. That's a really nice job to create second chance opportunities for yourself.
That's our New Skin data discovery. Coming up, we'll have postgame honorees and player and coach conversations. Coming up next, though, it's a scoreboard segment from Ben Bagley as Big O Tires Cougar Postgame Live continues from BYU Radio.
This is Cougar Postgame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Cougar Postgame Live is brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Cougar Postgame Live is also brought to you by Delta, official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. Here's your host, Ben Bagley.
And welcome into Cougar Postgame Live, presented by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. BYU gets the victory over North Carolina State 72-61. The Cougs putting on a rebounding clinic in San Diego to take the win in the second game of the MTE there in San Diego. So nice job by the Cougars. Big win for them as they move forward for the rest of the season. Fans, remember, when the Cougars win, you win with Papa John's Pizza. Use the online promo code BYU50. On the app or at papajohns.com tomorrow and receive 50% off pizza. This offer is good at any Utah location tomorrow only. Good opportunity to do it. Take advantage of it on a Saturday as your pregame for BYU football tomorrow night. We'll talk more about that in just a second. Hey, taking a look at the scoreboard for college basketball, looking at your Big 12 scoreboard. A couple of things to mention in that scoreboard is an overtime win by West Virginia over 24th-ranked Arizona, 83-76. One other final from the game, also an OT game. Colorado State beats TCU 76-72. In college football today, halftime right now in the Egg Bowl, Ole Miss, 14th-ranked in the nation, has a 17-14 lead at the half. Other games that are final, Boise State beats Oregon State 34-18. And Colorado puts half a hundy and some on Oklahoma State, 52-0. It's going to wrap things up for the scoreboard segment. Don't forget to join us for BYU women's basketball as they face Iowa Hawkeyes tonight at 7 p.m. on the new skin BYU Sports Network. And tomorrow, BYU football closes out their regular season while battling for a spot in the Big 12 championship. Pregame starts at 6 o'clock with myself and Hans Olsen. After the break, we'll send you back to San Diego for more Cougar Postgame Live with Greg and Mark. Cougars win 72-61 on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
The second half of BYU basketball is about to begin. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back to La Jolla, California. BYU 72, NC State 61. The Cougs led by 11 at halftime, win by 11 in this one. We'll be joined by Fuseni Traore in a second. We'll tell you first up that we've got a Waystar Star of the Game to present. It's brought to you by Waystar, simplifying healthcare payments. Learn more at waystar.com. And with 8 points, career high 11 rebounds, and 4 assists, only two turnovers, plus a blocked shot, and a team high plus 16 on the day. Yegor Deming is tonight's Waystar Star of the Game. For the Palmer's Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game Award, we're going to the man sitting to our right. It's brought to you by Palmer's Metal Mart, all types of steel products from tube, pipe, rebar, metal roofing, and so much more. Jobs big or small, Palmer's Metal Mart is everyone's metal store, and the Palmer's Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game. With a team-high 10 points off the bench, along with 5 rebounds, 4 of 6 from the field, and 2 of 2 from the stripe, it is Mr. Fuseni Traore. Fuse, congratulations to you and the boys. Nice win today.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. It was a fun win today, you know, after what happened last night, you know.
Yeah, how did you look at last night's game? Like, how did you come out of that one? Disappointed, somewhat encouraged. How did you feel about last night?
Yeah, it was definitely super disappointed, you know. Like, we thought we got the game, you know, but it didn't go on our way, you know. And of course, Young talked to the whole team, you know, he said it's time to move on, you know. We got another chance tomorrow, you know. So that's what we were able to do, you know, just put that game away and just come and be able to win this morning game, you know.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of time to get ready for this that you usually would have. What were some of the keys of focusing on for this team coming into the game today?
I feel like the key was just like play tough, you know, play like a man, you know. Like just to secure like the offensive rebound and just to protect the rim, you know. Yeah, that was more like the key point, you know. And we were able to execute the game plan, you know. Like it's been good, yeah.
Kaba Keita missed one game with a bad ankle, but he's come back. How do you feel he looks having played 2 games in 2 days here?
Oh, he's actually, yeah, because we were talking this morning, so it was super short, you know. But yeah, I was just super glad to see him out there, you know, just been battling, you know.
One of the biggest plays of the game yesterday was your one-handed dunk.
Oh.
It kind of came out of nowhere, and it took us out of our seats. We were pretty pumped up about that. Did you know you were going to dunk it when you got the ball?
Oh, well, I didn't know until I didn't see any bottom there. So I'm definitely going for it, you know, like, because after I slipped, Darren passed it to me. I thought there was going to be someone there, but there was nobody. So I just went for it, and it was funny. Nice.
It looked to me like he dunked over 2 guys. So
he did. I saw the picture. There's 2 guys.
Oh, no, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
And did you get to see the reaction of your teammates on the bench?
Oh, I actually did. Yeah, some people sent me a couple of pictures, and it was actually so fun, especially Elijah. You know, Eli was so funny about it, and that was fun.
I mean, yeah. I think Foose, that play is kind of emblematic of how you're playing right now. You're playing so well. You look like I know you've had some injuries over the years. Are you feeling healthy? Because you look like you really got the spring in your step, and strong and ready to go. I mean, are you as healthy as you ever have been here?
Yeah, I've been super healthy. I'm just taking care of my body, you know, especially my senior year. I'm just trying to stay. Smart, you know, like just been taking care of my body every day, you know, like yeah, just making sure whenever I got something wrong, I go talk to Rob, you know, so I can just get better, you know. But I'm feeling really good.
How important was a win was this for BYU to leave this tournament with one win?
That was actually nice, you know. After what happened yesterday, that's actually big time, you know. I feel like now we know a little bit about ourselves, you know.
You go home, a quick rest, and then you're back on the road here on Sunday to go play in Rhode Island, far, far away.
Yeah.
We look forward to that game on Tuesday. Really quickly before we let you go, how nice is it to know that the Traore family name will continue at BYU with your sister signing to play?
I'm actually super excited. You know, like that's actually one of the big, like the, one of the biggest news ever. You know, I'm just grateful. You know, like my sister gonna be able to play there. You know, like we're just grateful for BYU. You know. Yeah, let's
what's
go
her,
Cooks.
What's her game like? Is she an inside player like you, or what's her strength?
Yeah, she's inside player like me, and she's actually a good shooter, too, you know, so I'm excited to see this, you know.
You know who else is a good shooter? You are, man. That free throw shooting, and I won't be offended if you want to take some threes, because I know you can make those.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I will do.
Foose, it's always a pleasure chatting with you. Congratulations to you again on the win, and we'll see you on the plane here in a bit.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Foose. Fuseni Traore. We'll come back with more from La Jolla, including Coach Kevin Young, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O' Tires Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, Coach Kevin Young is standing by. We'll get to Coach right after we tell you that our final score is 72-61. BYU over NC State. Cougars go to 6-1 on the year as the Wolfpack fall to 5-2 and go 0-2 here in La Jolla. BYU gets the split in the third place game of the Rady Children's Invitational. BYU yesterday calmed down its turnover issues after halftime, and the same thing happened today. BYU had 9 in the first half, only 5 after halftime, and that better ball security helped the Cougars establish what was once a 24-point lead in this game.
Yeah, I mean, that was really the only thing holding them back in that first half. They played great, and the only thing keeping North Carolina State in the game was the turnover. So when they limited that, you mentioned it a couple times, the first 5-6 minutes of that second half, they didn't have a turnover, and that's when they kind of exploded this game open, and that was the big difference in this game. Their ability to take care of the basketball in the second half got them that big lead.
Cougs never trailed in this game, and they led in points off of turnovers, points in the paint, second chance points, and bench points. Kevin Young will join us to give us his perspective after this as the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show begins in a moment on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, serving sweet memories for 75 years. The Cougar Postgame Coaches Show is also brought to you by Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners, a national leader in business valuation. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Live from La Jolla, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Radio on KBYU-FM HD2 Provo. You are listening to BYU Basketball on BYU Radio.
Back at Lion Tree Arena here in La Jolla, it is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show, brought to you by the BYU Creamery. Creamery ice cream delivered right to your door. Order today at creamery.byu.edu, serving sweet memories for 75 years. 72-61, BYU over NC State. BYU head coach Kevin Young joining us courtside. Coach, congratulations on the win and getting the split here in La Jolla.
No, I appreciate it, man. Just glad to see our guys bounce back. You know, I thought our effort across the board on a lot of levels was really good.
NC State hadn't allowed more than 7 threes in any game. You made 10. They hadn't allowed better than 31% from the arc, and you shot 39%. What were keys in getting a team that doesn't give up a lot of those kind of shots and doing what you did and what you wanted to do today from the arc?
Yeah, I thought we had some good, what we call painted great, just get into the paint, look to kick out. And the second half, I just loved the way our pace, where we were really flowing into our stuff, You know, Yegor, Dallin, Cable kind of playing in that little middle pick and roll with some of the cuts we have behind it. I thought it really kind of broke them down.
Coach, I thought it was a pretty impressive performance after yesterday, the short turnaround. You kind of getting to know these guys. What has this tournament kind of told you about them and how they handle adversity?
Just proud of them. I mean, these guys were locked in. Just love their attention to detail on a game plan, you know, with such a quick turnaround. But, you know, it's definitely all about the players, but I think this was as beneficial for me just to learn about our team, to learn about what I need to do better as a coach to put our guys in a better position to succeed. And so, you know, we'll take a lot of things from this for sure. Glad we came.
Plus 13 on the glass, plus 6 on the offensive boards, and you outscore NC State in the paint by 10. And the paint points you allowed today were half the number of yesterday.
Yeah, it's a huge point of emphasis coming into the game. You know, we thought we got too strong out against Ole Miss. And they only, I think they went 5 of 17 from 3, had 40 points in the paint. That's bad math, you know. And so we wanted to make paint protection much more of an emphasis, try to force these guys into more threes. Their three-point rate was one of the lowest in the country. And so we wanted them to have to shoot threes to beat us. And so I just love the way our guys executed the game plan.
And of your 45 rebounds, 11, a career high from Yegor.
Yeah, I mean, he affects the game so many ways. I think you forget, because he kind of plays as a guard, you forget how long he is. You know, even some of the blocks I thought that he had, not just in this game but all year, are just a product of his length. You know, he can get in there and mix it up on the glass, like you said. And so he affects the game in so many ways.
Closing comments with Coach Kevin Young coming up after this break. It is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show live from La Jolla. Cougs win it 72-61 over the Wolfpack of NC State on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Closing segment with BYU head coach Kevin Young and our BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. Time for our Ryan Valuation Valuable Stat of the Game. Whether for tax, financial reporting, or strategic purposes, when your business needs a valuation, use Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Yesterday, Ole Miss scored 23 points off of BYU turnovers, and today that number was only 9. From NC State, Coach, as you took much better care of the basketball, especially after halftime, and kept that number low.
Yeah, and that's a hard team to do it. I mean, they're different than Ole Miss. Ole Miss does it with half-court pressure. These guys do it with full-court pressure. I thought, for the most part, our guys did a good job. Still too many turnovers, but I thought we handled it pretty well for the most part.
By my count, Coach, you, in the second half, out-rebounded on the offensive boards 12-5. I know that's a big part of what you want from your guys, and I also see a lot of guys slapping it back out. I think that's something you teach them. But how important is offensive rebounding to what you're trying to get done?
Wildly important. You know, it's something that I was huge on when I was in the NBA, and definitely brought that here to BYU. I mean, it's something that I've talked about from the day I got there, and I love the way our guys are getting in there and mixing it up. And, you know, we want to win the possession battle every night. And, you know, tonight we did a good job of getting second chance opportunities.
You got Kay Bakeda into two games in 24 hours, and he played more minutes today than yesterday, was really involved, 6 points, 9 rebounds. He had 5 assists over the two games, couple of blocks today. How do you think Kay Bakeda did in a tight turnaround, maybe not at 100% on that lower leg?
I thought he did fantastic. You know, that, a luxury for me to have two different styles of bigs. You know, Foose obviously can really get going as a post threat down there, and Kaba gives us such a dynamic, you know, lob threat where our pick and roll game gets opened up. And then, you know, when he's active on the glass like he was tonight, you know, flying around defensively blocking shots, I just think he's going to get better and better as the year goes on.
Foose goes 10-5 today, and now that you know he's got that dive down one-handed dunk in the arsenal, you want to see that a little more.
Yeah, he's such a, you know, he surprises you. You know, you don't realize how long he is. You know, he's such a wide body, but he's got tremendous length, and he gets off the floor well, and the guys do a good job of looking for him. And I think our spacing allows both him and Cable to kind of roll in a lot of space, because we have so much shooting on the floor. You got to kind of pick your poison against us.
One combination I liked today was Dawson and Foose, and Dawson scored 7 straight working off Foose there. Are there certain kind of players that you like to get on the floor together and work off each other?
Yeah, love the two-man game with those two guys, and that's part of learning your team. You know, that little action we've run is something that we've been trying to cultivate with the two of them. Both high IQ players, and both can pass and shoot with Dawson coming off that stuff, and hopefully that's something we can continue to develop between those two.
Finally, Coach, this split makes it a happy Thanksgiving weekend, certainly a little happier, but it was really a happy weekend to get out with your team on the road for the first time and have some family around to make it a true holiday feel. How do you feel about having gone on the road with your guys for the first time?
Felt good. You know, you want to obviously feels a lot better getting the split. You know, tough game that we should have got against Ole Miss. But like I said, man, just really proud of our guys' response on a tight turnaround. And I really enjoyed being on the road. You know, it kind of bonds you together when you travel. And what a great event here in a beautiful city.
Little pit stop before we're back on the road Sunday to head out to Providence.
Yep, let's go.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks,
good to be
guys.
With you. All right, that is Coach Kevin Young and our BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. And that will do it for BYU basketball here in La Jolla this weekend. BYU gets the split, falling to Ole Miss yesterday and then coming back with a win over NC State today. By the way, Ole Miss and Purdue now playing in the championship game. Purdue the early 2-0 lead, a full house here in La Jolla. Let's thank our crew back at BYU Radio. Our studio host, Ben Bagley, coordinating producer, Terry South, control board operators, Seth Larson, Kaylee Radford, and Maya Tippett. Our BYU Radio engineer, Barry Squires. Appreciation goes out to BYU Basketball Communications Director, Tyson Jex. For his assistance, you heard from Coach Young pregame and postgame. Buseni Troiori in the postgame. And NC State play-by-play announcer Matt Chazanow is part of our pregame coverage as well. That just leaves the guys on the headsets. And, Mark, pretty good weekend here for BYU. Yes, a game that maybe got away from the Cougs against a good Ole Miss team. But getting one of two gets you to 6-1, puts you back on the road. And I think, things are moving along in this exploration for Kevin Young and his team.
Yeah, it's a gradual step up in opponent. And I thought they acquitted themselves very well. A very physical Ole Miss team. You had a chance to win. NC State is a team that was in the, let's not forget, they were in the Final Four last year. And it's a good program, well coached. And BYU dominated this game, really. It wasn't as close as the end result would indicate. So, I think it says a lot about how the team handles a loss and their ability to bounce back and the confidence they have in each other. I thought it was a terrific week and really something to build on.
All right, so for that man, Mr. Mark Durant, my name is Greg Grubel. Thanking you for tuning in. We'll be back with you next Tuesday from Providence, Rhode Island. It'll be BYU and the Friars as the Cougs look to pick up their 7th win of the season. For today, the final score is BYU 72 and NC State 61. So in the meantime and in between time, my name is Greg Grubel saying good day and so long from La Jolla, California. Happy Thanksgiving. Go Cougs.
You've been listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Coverage of today's game has been brought to you by All Pro Capital, Real Estate Investments, by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garth, We Hear You, and by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. BYU Basketball is a production of BYU Athletics in association with BYU Broadcasting. Special thanks to BYU President Shane Reese, Vice President Keith Vorkink, Athletic Director Tom Holmo, and Associate Athletic Director of Corporate Sponsorships, Casey Stauffer. BYU Basketball is an exclusive presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Good afternoon once again, Cougar basketball fans. Hope you're having a great Thanksgiving weekend with your loved ones. Welcome back courtside inside Lion Tree Arena on the campus of UC San Diego for day two of the Rady Children's Invitational. It's the third place game of this two-day event. We've got the BYU Cougars taking on the NC State Wolfpack. Deming, now guarded by O'Connell, has it on the wing left side. Yegor cross court to Dallin Hall for an open three. Knocks it down. Well done. Yegor Deming to Dallin Hall, and Dallin Hall knocks down the triple. Dallin for three, Cougs up 3-0.
Great vision, right-handed cross-court pass, an open shooter.
Here in half number one, O'Connell gets run into a screen. Behind-the-back pass from Demin to Richie. Richie cut off at the free-throw line, lobs it low to Kaba. Kaba right to the rim, and a flip off the window. Kaba did not attempt the shot yesterday against Ole Miss. He shoots and scores early in this one, 5-3 Cougs. Richie Saunders cut off at the right junction out to Dallin Hall. Dallin in from 18, won't take it. Richie will from the arc and score that. Back-to-back threes for BYU. 2-for-2 from deep, and BYU on top 8-5. The lob out from Demin to Kaba. Kaba left wing, Richie pulls, fires, scores! The shooting arm's feeling okay.
Yeah, you only need arms to shoot. You don't need legs.
14-5. The Cougs have a 9-point lead here in the first 3 minutes of this game. And the Cougs are now 4-for-4 from deep. Cougs lights out from the perimeter. Yegor with a wide open path, and he throws it down with the left hand. Yegor Demi cleared for takeoff.
That's my favorite, Yegor. I'll never get tired of that left-handed sweeping dunk.
Jumps it left corner to Trevanel for three, and that's missed. Foose, what a great offensive rebound. Tremendous reach by Foose. A driving kick by Hall. Another three by Trevin. That one's good. Trevanel gives the Cougs their large lead of the day at 11 at 19-8. Dawson Baker to the top. Dawson. Oh, low to Foose. He got three. And he hammers it home with two hands. Fuseni Traore makes it a 4-0 spurt. Trevin on the dribble now. Trevin will start to the right perimeter. Still on the bounce. Lobs it to Kaba. Throws it down. Trevin now with the send of the alley-oop. And on the receiving end, Kaba with the throwdown. Kada makes it 29-18. Takes his man down the lane. Gets right to the rim. Layup. Score. Dawson Baker. Great sense of timing on that. Good things happening for BYU here in La Jolla. Beautiful backdoor. Baker up and in on the assist from Fuseni Traore. Wonderfully done. And timeout on the floor as the Cougs go up 15. Dawson Baker scores four straight. Left side. Now top side. His man works over a screen. Yegor, a one-hand whip in the corner. Three-pointer. Good for Dawson Baker. Seven off the bench. Let Dawson bake. Big triple for BYU to answer the 6-0 run for NC State. 36-24 is our score. BYU up 12. Down to a 7-second shot clock. 90 seconds on the first half game clock. Dallin spots an opening, cuffs it, drives it, shows it, hooks it, scores it. Dallin Hall!
That was tasty. 8 for Dallin. Much better offensive production.
38-25 at halftime. 38-27 is our score. Cougs on top. Loses Taylor for a moment. Skip pass goes to Cannon for a wide open three, and that's good. Cannon catches, camping out on the right side. Cannon fire for the first time today. Cannon has his first points, a three-pointer. BYU's up 13, 43-30. Cannon step back, foot on the three-point line, knocks it down. They're calling it a three for Cannon Catchings. Cannon fire left side. BYU by 17 at 49-32, under 16 to play. Cannon heating up after halftime, whips it on a skip to Richie for three. Yes! 20-point lead! 52-32! Yegor into forecourt, hands off to Saunders. Saunders sprints it to the junction, gets right to the block and scores off the window. Driving lay-in for Richie Saunders. He just said, I'm going to just put it into fourth gear here at the top of the key and see what happens.
Like a flying Dutchman coming through there.
Trevin nails. Trevin on the bounce. Trevin will drive it low, hand back to Mihailo for three, knocks it down. Mihailo Boskovic.
He's not shy.
Not a lot of space, but he pulls and fires and knocks it down. BYU back up 20. 58-38, ricochets out to Mihailo Boskovic.
Nice.
No look to Trevin on the reset, and he misses that one too. A deflected ball to Dallin Hall on another reset. Dawson Baker will drive it to Foose. Foose right at the rim, up and in. The Cougs get multiple looks to make the final one pay off. Fuseni Traore with points 3 and 4. Dawson Baker with 7 and 6. Now down to 5. Drives it, draws contact, off the window and good. He was trying to draw the foul for the three-point play chance, and Middlebrooks bodied him. No call, but Dawson lays back and lays it off the window. 62-41, BYU by 21, and Dawson Baker has 9 off the bench. One, Baker for three, no, off the flange. Offensive rebound, boost back up with it, scores! And the foul! Chance for a three-point play. Cougars looking to put the hammer down on the Wolfpack. Now it's a 23-point lead. Ball on the floor. Fight for it. One by Baker. Releases to Hall. BYU into forecourt. Under 2 to play. Dawson will drive down the lane. Hand off Yegor. Give it back to Foose. Foose off the window. Up and in. And the foul. The assist to Yegor Deming. That's his fourth. And might that do it for BYU? 16 points to lead now. 71-55. The Cougars run the break to perfection and get Foose to score 2 at the end of it. But as NC State backs off, this one runs out on the Wolfpack. The Cougars get the split on the weekend, go to 6-1 on the year.